voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hands to his right. Stops, throws. For Dallas Goedert, the rookie tight end, scores!
On the 36 of Jacksonville, Wentz hooks that one out to Smallwood with tons of room in front of him. He still hasn't been touched. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Eagles.
Around the 5-yard line for Wentz. Throwing in end zone.
Hooked out of the air by Ertz. Touchdown.
Welcome in, everybody. This could be a much worse Sunday I'm diving into here, but luckily the Eagles prevail on the other side of the pond and pull out a game that frankly could have gone either way. I don't want to say they're lucky to win, but I fear if they were playing a more capable offense, they might not have been so lucky in this one. But regardless, they get a huge win in London over the Jaguars. Is the season saved? 610-632-0975. Just kidding, but kind of not. This was one of those games where, you know, it's a swing game. And frankly, the bye came at a great time for this team. A really good time, especially with the Lane Johnson news. Now, Jeff McClain is reporting that Lane Johnson suffered a torn MCL and could be out several weeks. I believe Adam Schefter is saying this could be a 4 to 5 week injury. So that's a massive blow to the team, especially given, you know, the consistency of Jason Peters. The guy's playing through everything in the world right now, but he's clearly taking a back seat this year to the player he once was, which is truthfully painful to watch as a huge Jason Peters fan. That's a blow. But this bye week is coming at a great time for this team, and this win could really catapult them into a second half resurgence. There's two ways this is going to go. They're going to get people healthy after the bye. They're going to regroup with some time off, and they're going to become a better football team. That, or this has all been a facade. They're lucky to have four wins so far, and frankly, they're not that good. They haven't beaten a team over 500 yet. They lose, you know, close games to better teams, i.e. Carolina Panthers last week. Still, uncertainty about which team this is. Nobody knows, frankly, even after today. There were some things that were concerning, but there were some also great things. Carson Wentz, for the most part, played a tremendous game. He does have a fumbling problem. I think we can all admit that here in the trust tree amongst Eagles friends, fans and friends. The dude's got a fumbling problem. Today was probably Peter's fault. He got blown by on that. I believe it was Calais Campbell that hit him. Maybe I'm wrong on Campbell. I'm not quite sure. But that one was probably on Peter's. But regardless, the last 3 years in the NFL, nobody has more fumbles than Carson Wentz. It's a problem you want to see him correct. And the quicker, the better, especially when every play this year is we're all on the edge of our seats with every series. He's really got to correct that. I thought it was a great job by Doug Peterson to get Nelson Aguilar involved early in the game. Jordan Matthews had himself a game today. Didn't think I'd be saying that again this year. But tremendous game by Jordan. There was that one third down where he went up and got a ball where I was like, damn, who's that guy? But obviously you can't count on that forever. But Tuesday, as they head into bye week, comes the NFL trade deadline, and that's something we'll get into. Jameis Winston was just benched in Tampa Bay for Ryan Fitzpatrick after DeSean Jackson caught a 66-yard bomb earlier for a touchdown. So he's a guy that very well could be pluckable, and I think for what he'll cost you, he's the perfect fit for this offense. A deep threat that Carson Wentz could have as a new toy, I would imagine his eyes just light up. So we'll see what happens there. But this is a crossroads for this team. They head into the bye week with some new confidence, with some new life. You know, Washington is still within striking distance. The destiny is in their own control. They have 5 games remaining versus the division. You take care of business versus the division, you're probably going to be a playoff team. Can they sweep the division is the question. because they might have to. There's some tough games coming up still. You're on the road in New Orleans. You're on the road in L.A. Those are you're going to have to go 1-1 in those. But there's a good chance you're going to have to go 5-0 for the remainder of the year versus the division. The Redskins seem to be handling the Giants today, who are just beyond abysmal. It's a close game, but you know, I don't think anybody has any confidence in the world that the Giants are going to come back and win this. The Redskins' defense is legit. The Redskins are the team you are chasing. They are the target. So you're going to have to most likely go 2-0 versus them. Is it possible? Hell yeah. Could they go 0-2? Hell yeah. That's exactly where this team is. Nobody really knows. You know, they're in every game. I'm going to paint the picture later, the positive spin guy side of it and the negative spin guy side of it, because I do feel like most Eagles fans out there are split. They don't know. You know, I'm just like you guys. That fourth quarter hit, and he started getting that, you know, Bortles had those two nice drives in a row, and I'm going, oh, I've seen this one before. They're going to lose by a point. Whereas last year, I never had thoughts like that creep into my head. This year, very prevalent. So we'll see. It's a huge week. The NFL trade deadline is coming up. Had they lost today, I think you could put a fork in the season. But they didn't. They looped us back in. Looped us back in? What's the word I'm looking for there? Brought us back in. Hooked us back in, Dylan. I had a little verbal diarrhea there. That's on me. I'll do better. So it's... We'll see. I wish I had a better answer than we'll see. I do believe they're going to be buyers now. I think if they lost today, there was no way Howie was going to be a buyer. But I think somebody like DeSean Jackson could very much be on Howie's radar. Josh Adams had a nice game today. Wendell Smallwood is still abysmal in pass protection. But Doug, on the Smallwood touchdown, Doug, I'll give it to him because we rail on him when he doesn't do the... you know, the positives we look for. He had a hell of a play call against a blitz that caught that Jaguars defense exposed, and Carson and Doug executed that brilliantly on that play. It was good to see Dallas Goedert get involved in the red zone. You know, early on, that red zone defense, or offense, excuse me, just looked terrible. So that was good to see Smallwood and Goddard, and then, you know, Ertz is having just an unbelievable year. The guy is having an absurd season. And that was a nice touchdown at the end there. And the defense stepped up when they needed you most. So which team is this going to be? Are they going to be the positive and get something out of this? Or are they going to be the negative? And, you know, it's all been a facade. And, you know, they haven't beaten a team over 500 yet. I don't know. We'll find out. I'd love to hear from you guys today. 610-632-0975. Scott in Sacramento kicks us off. What's going on, Scott?
What's going on? I'm glad we won the game today.
Yes. But you sound like you have concerns.
Yeah, I do have some concerns. My biggest concern going forward, especially, I didn't get a chance to watch the game this morning just because I had to work, and usually I get up and get out of there early. But just watching the highlights, the number of missed assignments on the offensive line is concerning.
Oh, yeah.
Not to mention the injuries, but just some of those free rushes. We were like, how does a guy come
that one,
up the middle?
I know it blitzed. You're talking about the Miles Jack blitz in the A-gap, and that was on Smallwood. He totally missed his assignment there. I think Kelsey had to choose. He chose one. Miles Jack was the other, and he had a free run at Carson, and Smallwood, his head was spinning.
Yeah, and that's, like, going forward, that's my biggest concern, just the number of hits on Carson.
Yep.
Because, I mean, I know the big concern was the secondary, but I got to admit, Avonte Maddox has been impressive.
He's playing great.
He's playing great, and really, it's like he's eliminated a lot of the concerns we had about McLeod.
Yeah.
The corners are what they are. They're going to get beat occasionally. We know that. And we don't understand why they're not playing Douglas still, because, again, Douglas comes
in. He stepped up again.
Yeah.
The kid performs every time he's out there.
Yeah, and then he's on the bench.
I know.
Understand it.
it's a weird one. But hopefully the bye gets Sidney Jones healthy, so hopefully he comes back. Jalen Mills said he's not concerned about his injury after the game, so hopefully they dodged a bullet there.
Yeah. And D-line looked good today.
They did.
The biggest concern is, honestly, Carson. He's thrown for 300 yards and three touchdowns behind terrible protection.
Yeah.
Man, if he gets some good protection, I want to know what he can do.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this line is definitely concerned, and JP is – I don't think he's played all 100% of the snaps in any game yet this season, so – I mean, it's tough, but today they had three guys basically playing out of position from a position they started in earlier. So it's a concern. It's a big concern.
One question for you, too. Do you think there's a chance we may see Jordan Mailata this year?
I think he would be exposed this year. I really do. I don't think he's mentally there yet.
Yeah, we kind of want to basically keep him as a redshirt on as much as possible.
I think if you see him, it's really extenuating circumstances.
Yeah.
I think he's got a lot to learn. Scott, thanks for the call, man, out west, and have a great rest of the weekend.
Thank you, you too.
Go Birds. The offensive line, without a doubt, especially now given the Lane Johnson news, is the biggest concern with this team. That doesn't mean you don't go be buyers on Tuesday. I'll bring his name up a couple times today, but DeSean Jackson, I think, does wonders for this offense. They got to figure out offensive line. Look, Big V did it once. Can he do it again? We'll see, but you're going to have to start planning on Lane Johnson missing probably at least three games after the bye. If all these reports of the MCL, tear are accurate. And us on the morning show, Farzetta, Trey, myself, Bob, some people, we have a very active text chain going. And Trey had an interesting observation earlier, and I've heard him mention this before. I believe Trey is in the school that all offensive linemen should wear knee braces, because basically that's mandatory in college. And Trey thought that Lane's injury could have been prevented by wearing knee braces, because the pass rusher basically fell into the back of him, I think a little bit on the side. And, you know, Trey would know a whole lot better than I would what those can prevent. And he seems to think that knee braces could have prevented that injury. Also, JP not getting blown by, you know, probably could have prevented that injury as well. But 610-632-0975. Derek, you're coming up next. Ryan and Delco, Drew and Malvern, I see you guys on the line. Can't wait to talk to you. Obviously, very happy that they won. Still have some concerns. But I do think my gut says optimism is on the horizon. We'll see. Handle the division. Handle your destiny. What? Did I write? That doesn't make any sense. Handle your division. Welcome to the playoffs. I'm Jamie Lynch. Fanatic time is 3:40.
97.5. The Fanatic.
There's just one sports station in Philadelphia. For Gargano.
Welcome to the program.
You are part of this whole thing.
97.5. The Fanatic.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Morning, bud. How are you?
Can I ask you to go easy on the bumps this morning? A little uncomfortable today. Guess you could say I have a real pain in the...
Hemorrhoid problems, huh? You been checked out?
No, I'm just hoping it'll go away.
Look, I know it's tough to talk about this stuff, but at your age, you need to take a closer look at the problem. Me, my dad, and my sisters have all experienced the pain in the... And we all spent some time with the fanny doctor.
The who?
Dr. Lowell Meyerson. We think he's great. Everything you need to know is on fannydoctor.com.
I'm Dr. Lowell Meyerson, the only board-certified proctologist in Pennsylvania. I perform state-of-the-art procedures to treat your hemorrhoids, pain, and bleeding. I can help you to prevent colon cancer. Very often, patients' problems can be eliminated with simple procedures that I perform right in my office. Call me today at 215-379-0444 to schedule a personal appointment and visit my website, fannydoctor.com.
If your end zone is in the red zone, call Dr. Lowell Meyerson DL at 215-379-0444.
Attention landlords and property owners. Tired of managing your property and would like someone else to manage it for you? You probably like to own your property, but are tired of the headaches that come with it. Bay Management Group is a local, full-service property management company handling single-family and multifamily properties around the area. They're on call 24/7 with full leasing services, tenant screening, maintenance, rent collection, evictions, monthly financial statements, and more. Visit baymanagementgroup.com today. That's baymgmtgroup.com.
Go Team Rudder. Okay, so maybe that doesn't exactly have the same sound as Go Birds, but Rudder Roofing does some winning ourselves. We win on reducing the stress of your roofing, siding, or window project. We win by over-communicating, being upfront and honest, and on bringing second-to-none, drug-screened, and background-checked technicians to your home. It's the little things that matter when someone works on your project. Let us help protect your house by scheduling today at RudderRoofing.com. That's RUTTER Roofing.com.
O'Reilly. A dead battery can leave you stranded, so get yours tested for free during Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Need a replacement? Purchase a Superstart Extreme or Superstart Platinum battery and get up to $25 in O'Reilly gift cards after a mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I used to leave voicemails for myself, because the only one I could trust to get something done right was me.
Hey, you, it's me. Remember to order safety goggles and grab some milk on your way home.
But now I use Grainger. Grainger's got the technical support you'd expect from America's number one source for industrial-grade supplies. They're in the business of helping my business, so no more talking to myself. Now I talk to Grainger, because when it comes to keeping your business running, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Relax in comfort with seats that beat the stadium. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at our new sports books. Available bets include pro and college football, basketball, baseball, hockey, and more. Place your wager on your favorites today and score your own winning record at the book. Can't make the trip? No problem. Download the Caesars Casino app through the App Store or CaesarsCasino.com and bet now. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Would you like to see actual magic? All you have to do is call 1-800-GOT-JUNK and prepare to be amazed. We make junk disappear right before your eyes. All you have to do is point, send us a signal, and we'll be there in clean, shiny trucks
and snappy, happy uniforms.
Point at anything you wish was gone. Gone!
We're really good at this.
All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. The Philadelphia area's fastest growing Chevrolet dealership. Come see them in Marlton or online at ElkinChevrolet.com. Elkin Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Alexa in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Alexa in the kitchen.
Count me in.
Alexa in the living room.
Excellent choice.
Alexa in the office.
Let's get started.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Don't damn talk.
Welcome back in. Jamie Lynch in with you until 7 o'clock when D. Lineham takes over. Looking like the Washington Redskins are going to beat the New York Football Giants, unfortunately. So I believe they'll be, Dylan, am I correct, in that the Redskins will still have a game and a half lead over the Eagles in the division? I believe that's the case. So it's going to come down to the division. That's what it is. You're going to have to steal one of the games in New Orleans or L.A. If you handle the division, this is a playoff football team. Whether they're a good playoff football team or not, we'll see. We'll see how they play come December. But hopefully today was a big step in righting the ship. Derek in West Philly joins the show. What's going on, Derek?
Hey, how you doing, buddy? You know, I have so much to say, but I'm going to squeeze it in.
Yeah.
The Eagles offensive line is going to get Carson Wentz. I'm so messed up. Killed.
Yeah, okay, it's not good right now.
They need to protect him. Why can't they protect him like they protected Peyton Manning? This guy is fumbling a lot because he's scared he's going to get hit. He gets hit more than anybody almost in the league. Did you see what his passer rating is? And he gets hit all day long, and his passer rating is still phenomenal. I'm going crazy.
Yeah, no, I hear you, Derek. And look, if we're being frank, it's not going to happen, but having Jason Peters benched is probably for the best.
Let's get some. Listen.
He's killing you.
He's 44 years old and he's shot. You know he needs to stop fighting.
Yeah.
But he's still fighting. Get that man out of there. This
I know.
Team.
He just means so much to that team and locker room. I don't think they'll have the cojones to do it.
Man, somebody needs to pull a plug on him, man. He done made it up. I mean, all due respect. I know they didn't even have the bodyguard, yes. All due respect. But you're not the same.
No, he's not.
Yes, they're going to get caught so much hurt. I hate to say it.
I know.
Look what happened last year.
He's taking a beating.
Before, got hurt in the preseason. I mean, this man is Superman. He keeps bouncing back. Because somebody, and the running backs, we got don't block for him. They don't do nothing.
No, Smallwood's a liability in the pass protection game.
Man, I'm sorry. I think I got to go.
They won today, Derek. They won. Hopefully, the bye, they can figure out some of the offensive line problems. Hopefully, you know, an extra week of practice there.
I hate to say this. I'm an Eagles fan. I hate the Cowboys, but they got a pass rush.
Yeah. Okay? Yeah, they do. So do the Redskins. Ryan Kerrigan's an absolute monster.
Yeah, so somebody.
I know.
Talk to Doug and say, run the ball. They need somebody they can handle a workhorse. Go get the guy from Pittsburgh or somebody.
Yeah, I hear you.
That guy look good, but we need to save Carson Wentz. Please.
Yes, I hear you. Derek, have a great rest of the day, man.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. See ya. Derek speaks for, you know, a lot of people. There's big concern on that line. And if we're being frank, Jason Peters probably should be benched for Big V. I don't think that's a decision the team will make. I don't know what that does to a locker room. He's a guy in there that's basically viewed as a coach. You know, the club rehab last year with all the guys from that Super Bowl team and what they went through to get back and all that. Jason Peters has the highest regard from the coaches, from that locker room, from Jeffrey Lurie, from all of them. So I just don't think they will have that decision made. I mean, Big V is probably the better option right now. And that sucks to say because Jason Peters is probably one of my top five favorite Eagles ever. I love the dude. He's the bodyguard, damn it. But he stinks right now. And Lane Johnson playing with the high ankle sprain was killing you. You know, not killing you overall, but killing you in big spots. Because he was back-to-back weeks letting up a sack that led to a Carson Wentz fumble that was, you know, a huge play in the game. So the offensive line, frankly, is the biggest concern for this team, in my opinion. I doubt they're going to trade for an offensive lineman. That's kind of rare in the NFL. When there are trades, it's usually kind of skill position guys, maybe defensive backs type of thing. Offensive linemen getting traded. I mean, trades in the NFL, frankly, this is like a new age of the NFL when it comes to trades because it never used to be like this. Howie was at the forefront of changing how much trading happened in the NFL. Offensive lineman trades, I don't think are going to happen. Drew and Malvern, what's up, Drew?
Hey, what's going on, Jamie?
Happy that they won. Still a lot of concerns.
I'm with you there, brother. I'm with you.
What's your biggest?
You know, first of all, I thought they were going to win. I called a 23-17 game, so I had the 6 points.
Oh, right. Nice. I laid the 3.5 myself. I was with you there.
Yeah, so that was a nice thing. You know, there was criticism. You know, it was last week. There was a lot of criticism on Wentz and, you know, a little shaky there that first quarter or so.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think he really turned it around but that one fumble, you know, so it's like,
I know JP, we were
brilliant at times.
Yeah. JP just got blown by on that. Carson didn't have a chance, but at the same time, you know, I've seen Tom Brady take, you know, 30 tackles from behind. The dude's not coughing the ball up. When Carson seems to get hit from behind or even hit in the front like he was last week, he seems to have a little bit of a fumbling problem, and it sucks.
Right. Yeah, that's my concern, you know, because I was looking back, and it looks like it was saying something like 30 out of 34 games now he's had a fumble
or
something like that.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, nobody in the NFL over the last 3 years has had more than him. A couple times, you remember, there was the snap issue with Kelsey where he would kind of fumble some. A lot of them are just like when he'll go to like smack the ball, like they're almost Eli-esque and like he'll just like lose it. It's strange.
No, I'm with you. And
he talked about it after the game. I'll play that sound coming up. I mean, he knows it's an issue. I just hope he can correct it, because I don't want to, you know, you don't want to see a game versus the Redskins in late, you know, in December, and a fumble's, you know, the deciding factor of the game. That would just kill me.
Yeah, real quick, what do you think about the whole running back situation? And as far as our play calling today, with I think we had like some 20 some running plays compared to I don't know how many.
Carson was 21 for 30. So I think he had 30 passes on the day. I thought Josh Adams had a really nice game.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I think he's earned probably the job. I don't know. I'd have to go back or talk to Trey or somebody that's watched the film how he's done in pass protection. And Wendell Smallwood's nice, but he's just a total liability in pass protection. Josh Adams had a nice game. I thought it was a very evenly distributed play calling today.
Yeah, it seems like they went with the hot hand there at the end.
Yeah, and that's good.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Drew, have a great rest of the Sunday, Em. Mark in South Philly, don't go anywhere. I'll get you up next. We got a nice big fat segment coming up. 610-632-0975 are the numbers if you want to get in. I'm going to lay out on the other side the positives. So, you know, you hear from a whole cross-section of people on Twitter, on the phones. Some are positive, some are negative. Heading into the bye week, we're going to have a really good chance to examine this team, especially post-trade deadline, and we'll see what happens then on Tuesday. I'll make the case that this is a positive turnaround. I'll make the case that, you know, it's all a facade and this team isn't that good. And I want to hear from you guys what side of it you're on, because you can make a very strong case for both sides of it. Obviously, we won't know. James Conner just scored again. That guy's tremendous. 610-632-0975 the number. I'm Jamie Lynchin with you until 7 o'clock tonight. And I'm also going to tell you why Jim Schwartz pissed me off earlier today. Even in a win. Fanatic time, 355.
97.5, the Fanatic.
The exclusive home of the Sixers.
Oh,
the
rebound slam. Ben Simmons throws it down.
97.5, the Fanatic.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's not just any Wi-Fi. It's streaming in every room in your house, even in the backyard Wi-Fi.
Mom, we're going to watch movies in the treehouse.
That's fine, honey.
It's Wi-Fi that lets your family stream live TV and the most free movies and shows on any device they want.
Dad, can I watch cartoons on the tablet?
How about we use it to finish your homework instead?
And it's Wi-Fi that can help you save on wireless when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet.
Can we have some of that savings?
Nope, but your college fund can.
It's the best Wi-Fi experience from Xfinity that makes streaming and saving simple, easy, awesome.
Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how you can save when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Offer ends 10/28/18. Restrictions apply. Limited to the standard triple play for new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply.
When you're faced with heart valve disease, you don't have time to stop and catch your breath. Your life is on the line, so it's go time. And the good news is, you don't have to search far for a team to stand by your side. At Penn Medicine, our cardiologists and surgeons are the region's most experienced in using advanced tools and technologies to repair or replace your heart valve. we've pioneered incredible breakthroughs in heart valve treatments, from TAVR to robotic surgery. And we continue to develop and perfect the latest innovations in both minimally invasive and surgical heart valve procedures. With access to this care through our dedicated heart valve centers, backed by the region's number one heart program, you can stop struggling with valve disease and start enjoying the rest of your life wholeheartedly. Another reason your life is worth Penn Medicine. Learn more at PennHeart.org/valve.
Join Sal Palantonio for the Sal Pal Football Hour, live from Poppy's Italian Restaurant, Friday, November 2nd, from 6 to 7 p.m. Presented by Gaviano Dark Knight and lyric by Etude Wine. Get there early to enjoy Poppy's Happy Hour from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Seating for the Sal Pal Football Hour is limited, so make your reservations today at poppysrestaurant.com. The Sal Pal Football Hour, live from Poppy's Italian Restaurant, Friday, November 2nd, 3120 South 20th Street in Philadelphia.
My seafood restaurant has a giant walk-in freezer. We call her Big Frosty. I don't know how many years she's got left in her or how much each ice cube is costing me, but I do know that she keeps the fish cold.
You don't have to be an expert, because Pico has lots of ways to help your business save energy and money, like high-efficiency equipment incentives to replace Big Frosty. Visit Pico.com/smartideas. Pico, the future is on.
Hey, it's Anthony Gargano. Let's talk a little Tropicana Atlantic City. Brings you more this fall, all the time, from trendy hangout spots to signature events. Tropicana has it all, overlooking the Atlantic Ocean. It's Tropicana's new Chelsea 5 Gastro Pub at the Chelsea Tower. The best spot for dinner and a view. Chelsea 5 open Wednesday through Monday, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Also, new to the Chelsea Towers, the Whiskey 5 Bar. Sample old-fashioned craft cocktails while playing billiards. Happy hour Thursday through Sunday, 5 to 8. What a blast. For more information, visit Tropicana.net. Gambling prep, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back to Ask the Doc from the Rug Doctor Institute of Clean. Next caller.
Hi, Doc. Amy here.
What's on your mind, Amy?
You mean, what's in my carpet? We just moved into a new house, and it smells like the other family never moved out.
Good news, Amy. Rug Doctor Power goes deep to pull out everything. When you rent a Rug Doctor, you get power and suction that compares to hiring professionals at a fraction of the cost.
Thanks, Doc.
Rent a Rug Doctor today at your local supermarket and deep clean your home starting at $29.99 a day.
Barzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic. Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
Welcome back in. Jamie Lynch in with you until 7 o'clock tonight. I got Dylan McKinnon on the board with me. Behind the glass, taking your calls, 610-632-0975. I'm going to get to Mark in South Philly, and then I'm going to lay out my positive Eagles turning point case and my negative Eagles turning point case. Because I do believe the fan base is still very, very split on this. Good win today. They closed out a game. For a minute there, I thought they weren't going to. And I'm also going to tell you why Jim Schwartz really pissed me off earlier. It was such a simple thing, yet so aggravating. So, so aggravating. Mark in South Philly joins the show. What's going on, Mark?
Not much. I'm just.
I can hear concern in your voice.
Well, no, it's just weird because I've never seen a Giants team this bad in my life.
Yeah, they just had a 67-yard Adrian Peterson touchdown.
Yeah, and ask me who the running back is and the guy I'm playing in football. Yeah, exactly.
That's brutal.
Yeah, just got.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I had the Giants plus 7.5 in a teaser. Oh. If that helps.
Yeah. Well, you got teased. But it's just. You know, we talk about, you know, adding players at trade deadline and all this business, and it's like, you know, I look at the Giants, and, you know, Saquon Barkley might be the best running back ever, and, you know, and obviously Odell Beckham, you know, is stud, and they're the worst team I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So
it's all about that quarterback.
Yeah, it's the quarterback, but it's also everything else. Like, I mean, it's the
line sucks. Yeah, I thought they'd have a better line this year because they actually addressed it for once. Our line and their line both suck right now.
Yeah, but Yeah, I don't think you put Carson Wentz on that team. I think they'd still be 1-6 or whatever they're going to be. I just think they're that bad.
So when you bring up the trade deadline, are you saying you're not sure if they should make a move?
Well, I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm fine if they make a move. If it's...
Deesa not giving up the house.
Yeah, you don't give up the house.
You don't want to see a second rounder go...
No.
Yeah.
No.
I don't either.
The only argument would be if you're picking up somebody that we can keep for multiple years, Peterson or something, Peters. The cornerback for Arizona.
Patrick Peterson.
Patrick Peterson. Yeah. I mean, that would be only if, because that'd be a long term.
And that is how he's MO so far. Usually, when he does make a trade, he does like that extra year of control and not a short term rental.
Right. Like, I mean, obviously, if JHI would have been healthy, that could have been considered a really slick move to have him for a couple seasons. But anyway, so just to finish a point, like, I'm kind of at the point where I think they are as good as they are. Mm-hmm. I don't think I don't see them. They could win the division. It's possible. But they're just not on the level right now with some of those other teams, and a lot of it's health.
Yeah,
and I think that's it's nothing to lose. I'm not freaking out about it because I just think they need to make a lot of smart moves down the road with these looming Wentz contract and all that other stuff.
Absolutely, but there is also a lot of money coming off the books as well.
Mm-hmm.
And your Nick Foleses, your Jason Peters. I don't think Brandon Graham's going to be back on this team.
I don't either.
Yeah. So there's a lot of money coming off in ways. But you're right. I mean, the trade deadline is a real crossroads here for Howie.
Yeah, but I don't think I don't care if they went out and got Shady McCoy or they went out and if they got DeSean Jackson, that might help them win the division, but it's not going to help them beat the Rams.
Yeah.
That's just kind of the way I feel.
Yeah. I'm kind of with you a little bit. Yeah. I hear you, Mark. And thanks for the call, man. Have a great week until the weekend. Tuesday is a huge day. Howie Roseman has to decide, are they buyers or are they sellers? Because this Redskins team is good. They're not great. They're good. Nobody's repeated in this division for like something crazy, like 14 years or something. So, I mean, I still think this division is very winnable. You just have to handle your business in-house, which is obviously harder to do than just saying go 5-0 the rest of the way in division. But Howie's got to decide. Are they buyers? Question mark? I think, you go for it. Having Wentz on this... I think you have 12 draft picks next year, if I'm not mistaken, including 2 seconds and 2 fourths. I don't really want to see one of those second-round picks go away unless it's for somebody of, significance that can really put you over the top. But I'm okay getting rid of a fourth or a fifth-rounder for DeSean Jackson. I really don't think he'll cost you because he still has money on the books. I think his dead cap you can walk away from next year. But this year, it's not much. And then I think he has $11 million remaining on his contract next year. We'll see. I don't know if that's a Howie-ish type of move. But this season is just not gone according to plan. So he's got a really tough decision to make. I probably would buy because of that. Because you have 14 picks next year. Because the division is still obtainable. And I don't want to say push in while Wentz is still on his rookie deal, but it certainly makes things a lot more manageable. It helps that he's only getting paid what he's getting paid. So we'll see. Tuesday morning, Adam Schefter is going to join Farzetta and Trey at 8 a.m. And he is obviously the voice you want to listen to at the NFL trade deadline. So you don't want to miss Schefter Tuesday morning, 8 a.m. I moved them up a day because of the deadline. So it's going to be a huge day. Everybody's going to have their Twitter notifications set, to your Ian Rappaport's and Adam Schefter's and all that. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And we'll see, the news, he's going to come up. I'll set a line on myself, Dylan, of about 8.5 DeSean Jackson mentions today. And I'll probably take the over. Smart money, sharp money's coming in late on the over. We'll see what happens there. But I do think he could help this offense a lot. He passed Jerry Rice today for the most touchdowns or most plays over 60 yards, or maybe it was touchdowns over 60 yards. But it's kind of incredible, frankly. But this team, a lot of people say they are what they are, and they you can't really argue against that right now. They still haven't beat a team over a 500 record. That's a little bit concerning. You know, this Lane Johnson injury for a position, a position of concern or a unit of concern, it's really tough. Because this offensive line stinks right now. It really does. Jason Kelce took one of the jewels to start the game. Do you see him hobbling off there, holding his junk? Right in the crown jewels. That's got to hurt. Jalen Mills expects to be okay. You hope that Sidney Jones is healthy after another week on the with the bye. We'll see. Maybe Darren Sproles, you know, surfaces, and maybe he can give you some explosiveness on offense. We'll see. It's Tuesday's a big day for Howie. We'll see how he handles it. Gary from Boston joins the show. What's going on, Gary?
Hey, man. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, you had me
even
laughing.
Even though you're a Pats fan, Gary.
I am not. No.
Oh, I thought you were.
Stop.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, even for a Pats fan, I like you.
A lot of people at the station know who I am.
No. I've heard your calls before. For some reason, I thought you were a Pats fan.
Boston sports. I hate it.
Oh, okay. Wait, are you Father Fenway that Anthony used to call you?
No. I usually, most of the time I call the midday show.
Gotcha.
I talk with Rob Baudio. I hate Boston sports.
good on you.
I live in it up here.
Ugh.
And these fans just make my stomach freaking want to pop. No. All the way, buddy.
All right, good.
Yeah, but you know, what I wanted to say was, I think at the trade deadline, yes, they could get Deshaun Jackson. There's one. Okay, you're going for 8.5, right? Mm-hmm. There's one right there.
Yeah.
if they could get rid of a four or a five for him,
yeah.
Because I think he'll be of help next year also.
He could
be. I think for this year, They have so many injuries. I don't see the repeat happening. But I think what they need to do is go out and get some offensive line help for this year to protect Wentz.
Yeah.
Because I think if he gets blown up again, that's it. And I would rather just preserve him. But, you know, let's put repeating on the back burner because I doubt it. Anything can happen.
Oh, it's so damn hard to repeat.
But there's nothing out there protecting him right now either.
Yeah.
That offensive line.
I just don't think they're going to make a move, Gary, because Big V has done it in the playoffs. He's been tested. And then they love the versatility of Sayamalu, so he can always pop out there.
I know, but you can slide
Wiz in back at the guard, so they might view that as, why make a trade when we can just kind of shift.
Any way at all they could, and again, this would be a guy that could help again next year, because I don't trust Ajayi's health.
No, he's gone.
I love him. I really do.
Yeah, he helped us get a ring.
Same with Sproles. But could they pry LeGarrette Blount back is one of the things I'm thinking.
I think Detroit is winning again today, so they're still going to feel like they're in it.
There's a guy, and I didn't mean to cut you off. I know I'm
not limited.
But there's a kid, I was watching him yesterday.
Detroit lost today, actually. I'm sorry, 28-14 to Seattle. So...
There's a kid I watched yesterday. I want to say it was Iowa State, and I forget the team. Dave Montgomery, I think, is his name. Explosive running back. And I don't know where he'll go in the draft.
Oh, they'll be drafting a running back fairly high, I'd imagine.
This kid was. He's a junior.
Yeah.
And I think this kid will come out this year.
Yeah.
Dave Montgomery. I don't know if it was TCU, Iowa State.
I'll check him out.
So many games yesterday.
But I would put good money, Gary, on the fact that they spend a second-round pick on a running back next year.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I would put good money on that today.
Thanks, buddy. And yeah
have a great weekend up there fighting those people. See ya. Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. Look, Josh Adams stepped in admirably, had a very good game today, I thought. It was nice to see the play calls for him, not as tosses to the outside, but they had him running between the tackles for the majority of the day. And wow, he was effective. All right, I teased earlier why Jim Schwartz really pissed me off earlier. And Will in court, don't go anywhere. I'll get to you guys coming up next. 610-632-0975 if anybody else wants to get in. Jim Schwartz really ticked me off. It was before half. He essentially gifted the Jaguars a field goal. He played that cushion crap coverage defense on a third. Dylan, if you can look up the game log, I think it was like third and 18 or something. It was early in the game. I forgot to make note of the yardage. But he said Schwartz played that almost, it's not a prevent, but it's a, hey, take 15 yards. We're giving that to you. You're not going to get the first down, though. That stupid-ass, soft defense. I hate it. Like, that was a 3 points that should have never really happened. And that's just scared football by Jim Schwartz. I'm sorry. Pressure cornerbacks. Make them earn it. If you get beat, you get beat. Yeah, the likelihood of getting beat for a touchdown there is unlikely. So man up. You gave him a free 3 points before half. Luckily, it didn't bite you. But guess what? If you're playing a better offensive team, that's probably going to bite you. Will in Newtown. What's up, Will? Will!
I couldn't agree with you 150% on what you just said about Schwartz.
That was pathetic.
Watching the game.
It was third and 21, Will.
I know, and it happens all the time. And, you know, I don't know if you come back from the Jim Johnson years, but when Jim Johnson had a third and 21, he would salivate.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the time to go blast the quarterback.
Yes. And here's the thing. One thing I'll say positively is that I think he sent more single blitzers this game than I've seen in a while.
Yeah. And, Will, I think he had one of his better games called in a while, but that particular instance really made my blood boil.
Yeah, and that's why I wanted to call, because I think what he needed to do is do it more often.
Yeah.
Because every time he sent a single blitzer, we had success almost every time. I think except for once.
Yeah.
And we had great success, and you know what? It makes our backs look better. It makes our defensive line look better. It disrupts the quarterback. It gives the ball back to our offense. You know, I agree with you. Jim drives me nuts.
Yeah,
what he does sometimes.
And I think the defense had a pretty strong game today overall. It was nice to see Chris Long get some sacks and back in the mix. Michael Bennett's a disruptor. But yeah, like, I'm not saying he needs to be in press coverage 100% of the time, because that's not what I'm saying at all. But situationally, man up and have Ronald Darby, Jalen Mills, whoever it is, make them earn it. Don't give them free 3 points before half, you coward.
You know, how about a safe? Their safest single man blitzer is a run blitz right up the middle with your linebackers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just one linebacker. We got three sitting there.
Yeah,
you could spare one.
Yeah, Kamu Grugier-Hill played a lot early on, and then you didn't really see him much.
I say one other thing about?
Yeah.
First off, I think we got to go after someone like a Bell. I really do. Number one.
So
number
you think two, running back's the most important?
I really do. I think we have to have that guy who takes the pressure off our running game. But the other thing is that penalty on Hicks was so bad.
Oh, the Bradham one you're talking about, the hit to the head?
No, it was Hicks, I believe.
It was Bradham, because he kind of trash-talked him a little bit afterwards.
Oh, maybe it was Bradham.
Yeah. That was an embarrassment for the league.
It was really bad. But anyway, man, we got to go after that star running back.
I hear you. And, Will, thanks for the call, man. You're in my old stomping grounds. I grew up in Washington Crossing. Used to play all my sports in Newtown.
Okay. Nice.
We have
to go see each other sometime.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the call, bud.
All right, see
you. Yeah, I have it in my notes to get to. That Michael or the Nigel Bradham penalty was absolutely pathetic. And look, I understand why the league wants to protect the quarterbacks. I understand it all. When you have a penalty, that, I think it's a 15-yard weight it carries with it, a hit to the head, that should be reviewable by the defensive team, frankly. Like, if you're going to have these overprotective rules, give the coaches some kind of challenge to challenge a penalty. Because Nigel Bradham tapped him in the shoulder. And they called a hit to the head on what ended up being a scoring drive, I believe. That was absolutely pathetic. If Nigel Bradham hadn't trash talked there, the refs wouldn't have thrown a flag. But that's not a reason for a made-up penalty. Because you kind of saw it. The ref, like, was slow on the draw with the penalty flag. Like, he wasn't going to throw anything, and then he saw the trash talk happen, and then he threw it. And it was almost like they had to justify why they threw the flag. And my initial gut was like, hit to the head, like what? And then they showed the replay, and Bradham like taps his shoulder. That was absolutely pathetic, and I really think for the sake of the league, they should have some sort of coaches review of these new penalties, of these roughing the passers or the hit to the head, because that was absolutely pathetic. And if that happens again in a bigger situation, in a bigger spot in the game, that's absolutely backbreaking to a team, especially when it's not even warranted in the slightest. Absolutely pathetic, and I think the NFL really needs to address that, because that's garbage. You don't want to see games, regardless of your team, decided on that. And now that's Michael Bennett and Nigel Bradham, where they are just two of the absolute most pathetic calls you'll ever see in the NFL. That Michael Bennett roughing the passer from a couple weeks ago, I didn't think it could get worse. And then we saw the Nigel Bradham hit to the head today. Disgrace. Court and Media is up next. What's going on, Court?
Hey, first-time caller.
Oh, welcome, welcome.
Thanks. I listen all the time on my way home from work, and I always want to call in.
I appreciate you calling.
Oh, thanks, man. But I want to agree with you in terms of being a buyer. But I have a problem with Howie.
Yeah.
With Howie Roseman, and I'll explain it. Same way he deserved a lot of credit for the Super Bowl win, mm-hmm. he deserves a lot of the credit for, I don't want to call it the crash, but for the mediocrity.
Court, to your point, I don't think you could have two more opposite off seasons. Last year, he hit on 1,000% of his moves. Literally, like, he was perfect. And this offseason, outside of Michael Bennett, it's been a little, eh.
My question that I have for you and for the other callers is and listeners is, can anybody name a single player or coach that came in this year that is better or equal to the player or coach that he replaced?
I think Michael Bennett's the only one you can do that with. And I think Michael Bennett's slightly a better player than Vinny Curry. That's the only move you can make the case for.
Okay, I'll agree with that. That's fair enough.
And that's even close, because Vinny Curry was great against the run. He's really, really, he's a solid, solid DN. I think Michael Bennett's been a force this year.
So do you think that the key to bringing in some help for Carson is Carson himself? And my point for that is going to be Brady. He's probably the most underpaid quarterback in the history of the game.
Yeah.
But he has the most rings.
Yeah, I know. I think he's been top three paid quarterback in the league for 1 year of his career or something.
Why don't they go to Carson instead of making him the highest paid quarterback in the league, which you know what they're going to do. Instead of doing that, make him, give him a big raise, but save some of that money for Le'Veon Bell and DeSean Jackson. Take the top off the defense and give us some protection.
Yeah, Cord, it sounds great in theory. Carson's agent ain't having that. you know what I mean? He's going to milk them for every cent he can get. And that's where Carson just goes, hey, man, and then my agent's handling that.
Well, he might deserve it, but, you know, how bad does he want his own ring?
I know. I hear you. But Brady, you have to remember, Brady's able to do that because his wife is like a near billionaire. So money's not really a thing to him.
Yeah.
It kind of sucks. Well, yeah, man, thanks for calling in. Have a great rest of the day. 610-632-0975. We're coming up on a break here, but we're going to get into Mike on the other side. He says the Eagles are not good enough, and I think he means in terms of Tuesday's trade deadline. And look, he can certainly make that case. I have in front of me the positives and the negatives of what this team can be coming out of this bye week. Mike's going to lay out the case, I think, that don't make a trade on Tuesday. They're not good enough. It's fool's gold. And when you look at a Rams, when you look at a Chiefs, when you look at, I'm assuming, let's fast forward to Tuesday morning, the Patriots blow out the Bills on Monday Night Football, you're probably not even close to that level yet. There's still 2 months of very important football to go. It's hard to look into the future and say what this team is going to be in December. I, for one, would be in the camp of go get DeSean Jackson for a fourth-round pick, let's say. I don't think it's going to cost you a ton more than that. He's demanding a trade. Jameis Winston got benched today. They're an absolute dumpster fire. I make Josh Adams my primary running back because I think he's earned it right now. I think Wendell Smallwood costs you too much in pass protection. But I think now the biggest concern about this team is the offensive line. Frankly, Big V is a better option than Jason Peters right now, and that's something I never thought I'd say. It pains me to say. It's awful. I don't think they're going to bench him, but I think he's the better option. Lane Johnson's injury. Big V's going to have to slide over. He's going to have to play. He's going to have to step up. He did it once before. Can he do it again? We'll have to see. Sayamalu is the backup option, I guess, to Peters. Then Wiz can slide back in for Sayamalu. I don't think they're going to make a move on the offensive line. We'll have to see what happens there. But Tuesday's a monumental day for this franchise. Mike on the other side is going to tell you they're not good enough. Yeah, he can sway me. I'm on the fence, that's for sure. You're listening to The Fanatic, 97.5 The Fanatic, that is. And I am Jamie Lynch with you until 7 o'clock. Fanatic time is 4:23.
97.5 The Fanatic.
The exclusive home of the Flyers.
Scores! Wayne Simmons puts it into the empty net.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, this is Jim Lampley. Every sport has a champion. Every champion has a journey. Every journey has a story. Check out what's coming up on HBO.
Real Sports with Brian Gumbel returns when Soledad O'Brien travels to the new chess capital of the world. The last place you might expect, St. Louis, Missouri, where chess is helping transform not only the city, but American dreams of global chess dominance for the first time since Bobby Fischer. Tuesday, October 23rd at 10 p.m. or stream it anytime on HBO Now. Then, on the next HBO World Championship Boxing, middleweight star Daniel Miracle Man Jacobs faces undefeated Sergey Derevyanchenko with a middleweight world title on the line. Plus, Alberto Machado defends his super featherweight title against Wandale Evans. Live Saturday, October 27th at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. And on HBO World Championship Boxing, undefeated champion Dimitri Bivol defends his light heavyweight title against hard-hitting Jean Pascal. Live Saturday, November 24th at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. Only on HBO.
For all the stories, there's only one arena, HBO Sports.
This is Jason Martinez for Conkerville Nissan. When you buy a car from Conkerville Nissan, driving it off the lot isn't the end of the story. It's just the beginning of the relationship. Over the life of your vehicle, they'll be there for the whole ride, building relationships that matter to you and your family. That's the Conkerville promise. Now's the time to drive a Conkerville Nissan like I do and save big. All 2018 Nissans must be sold this month. Get 0% financing on all 2018 Nissans and score a great deal with dealer rebates. This is your opportunity to get the Nissan with all the cool features you desire for an affordable price. Need a Nissan truck for commercial use or just fun? Check out the Nissan Titan, which comes with America's best truck warranty. 5-year, 100,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty. Also, the 2019 Nissans are arriving daily, including the totally redesigned Altima. Check inventory, deals, and financing at 202Nissan.com. That's 202Nissan.com. Conkerville Nissan on Route 202 South in Glen Mills.
Hey, Luke, what's up with you today? No beer or wings with your buddies, and you haven't sat down once to watch the game since we got here.
Shh, honey, please, I'm having a little discomfort.
As in pain?
Yeah, real pain in the, you might say. And lately, the day after I have a beer and greasy food, I'm really paying for it.
That's it, I'm making an appointment with
the Fanny Doctor.
The what?
Dr. Lowell Meyerson, fannydoctor.com. John, his brother, and sister have been patients for years, and they swear by him.
Tonight, I'm checking out fannydoctor.com, and tomorrow, we're making an appointment.
I'm Dr. Lowell Meyerson, the only board-certified proctologist in Pennsylvania. I perform state-of-the-art procedures to treat your hemorrhoids, pain, and bleeding. I can help you to prevent colon cancer. Very often, patients' problems can be eliminated with simple procedures that I perform right in my office. Call me today at 215-379-0444 to schedule a personal appointment and visit my website, fannydoctor.com.
If your end zone is in the red zone, call Dr. Lowell Meyerson DL at 215-379-0444.
Hurry into Lowe's today for savings on everything you need to get started on fall projects, like overseeding and feeding your lawn. You'll find the lawn care products right for your area, in stock at Lowe's. Plus, the know-how to help if you have any questions, like what to do now and what to do next. Plus, find savings to perk up your curb appeal with new mulch and fall plants. Whatever's on your to-do list, start now and save on what you need. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there, I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
If you're injured in an accident, you need an attorney you can trust. With 54 five-star reviews, you can count on Rosenbaum & Associates. Jeff Rosenbaum has been serving our community for over two decades, providing the support and personal attention you deserve. Need a doctor or transportation? Rosenbaum can help. With a long track record of success, Rosenbaum & Associates guarantees if you don't get paid, they don't get paid. If you're injured, remember Rosenbaum.
It's too cold. Is the heater on?
Seems fine to me.
Relationships can be tricky. Now it's too hot.
I adjusted the thermostat.
But there's one thing everyone can agree on. Bryant Heating and Air Conditioning.
I like them.
Me too.
Because couples know their local Bryant dealer will do whatever it takes to make sure everyone is comfortable, including great financing offers up to 72 months subject to credit approval. To find a Pure Selfs Bryant dealer near you, visit nopaybryant.com. Bryant.
Whatever it takes.
Are you looking for a place to watch the Birds game? Head over to Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino every game day for the official Fanatic Watch Party. Watch the Birds game on a 10-foot big screen, enjoy $2 Miller Lite drafts and $12 Miller Lite buckets, plus dollar dogs, tons of giveaways, and plenty of free parking. Go to 975thefanatic.com for details.
Voted best sports talk station by you. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Ladies and gentlemen, we almost had some Fitz magic. The Bucks lose a heartbreaker at the buzzer on a field goal. But Jameis Winston, after throwing, Dylan, am I correct, in four interceptions, I believe he had today? He had four interceptions. His ass gets benched. Ryan Fitzpatrick comes in and almost does it to him. I think he had three touchdowns, but they lose at the end. Thus, the Bucks will be trading DeSean Jackson by Tuesday. He's a guy I target without a doubt. Fourth rounder, see you later, done deal, let's go. And by the way, somehow I hit my miracle Giants plus 7.5 there in a teaser, Dylan. They had a backdoor touchdown at the end of the game to bring me in for the nice cover. Nice little 2-0 Saturday or Sunday cooking. I took the Eagles this morning, minus 3.5, and maybe got a little sprinkle on the Colts coming up here. But if you're just joining us today, we're talking a lot about what this team does. Mike in New Jersey, I teased the caller going into the break, but Mike is going to say this team is not good enough. I'm assuming he's going to say don't make a trade of any significance. But here's the floor is yours, Mike. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, how's it going? I don't mean to be a bummer like that.
No. It's very, because look, Mike, it's very, your point of view is a very fair one. Because this team, look, they haven't beat a team over 500 yet.
Yeah, let's look at it for what it is.
It's a fair conversation.
They're not good enough right now. Does that mean they shouldn't go out and make a trade? I'm not saying that, but anybody that watched the Eagles this year, this team ain't no Super Bowl winning team right now.
Not right now. There's still 2 months of very important football that you hope maybe they can can get there. But right now, no, they're not.
And like you know what I put it against last year, there were angels in the outfield.
Yeah, there really was.
Like when we needed a camera angle to get something overturned, we got it.
Yeah, the bounce, the Torrey Smith catching the playoffs off the knee right into his lap.
The extra long field goal.
Yep.
Carson coming running out of the pile.
It was divine intervention last year,
right,
Mike.
And you could see it. Like there was something magic, and like they're not there now. It's just not there right now.
No. And that's the intangibles you can't really put your finger on.
Is that because the Eagles can't go deep on offense with a speedy guy? I don't know, but
yeah.
I think DeSean Jackson might be the best thing that we could do for this team.
Yeah,
right now,
I just don't think he would cost you a lot of capital, and I think he changes your offensive playbook dramatically.
He gives you a cheap pop, like the wrestling cheap pop. He gives you a little spark.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like that idea. And also, man, you're one of my favorite followers on Twitter, too, man.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
So, thanks a lot, and I don't mean to be a bummer, but...
No, not a bummer, just a fair conversation.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, man, have a good rest of the weekend. Yeah, I mean, Mike's fair... Look, coming up at 5 o'clock, I'll read for you. I laid out before the show today when I was doing my prep. I have a whole page. It says, two ways this goes. Positive, and I have about 8 bullet points of positive points why this team can rally and get back to their old form. Then I have the negative, and I have about 7 or 8 bullet points there of why this team isn't going to rally and get better. That these concerns that we all have are valid, and we should be concerned and don't make a trade at the deadline because this team ain't beating the Rams. They're not beating the Saints. You know, they're not beating the good teams. So I'll lay that out for you coming up next. And Mike's viewpoint is more than fair. This isn't a good team. They are what they are. You know, it's easy to look back, part of the positive. Well, if you get off the field at 4th and 10 and 4th and 15, there's two more wins there. And if you don't crap the bed versus Carolina at home, there's another win there. You can do that, and you can just as easily say, well, the Falcons probably score in the red zone on that play more often than they don't. I know they're a bad example because the red zone offense kind of sucks, but whatever. You can do the same thing for the losses as you can the wins. So they are what they are. They're a 4-4 team. They're smack dab in mediocrity. That's what it is. Can they get better? Hell yeah. Can it go downhill quick? Hell yeah. That's why it's an interesting trade deadline on Tuesday morning. I'm really curious to see what Howie Roseman does. To me, one of the pleasant surprises of the year is Avante Maddox. Hey, the kid's been playing great. He had a huge hit on a third down today where I think he probably weighs 185 pounds soaking wet. And he went right at a running back and took his ass down. That was a great play. And then he led to the turnover later in the game. So he's been a real positive of this year, especially playing a position he's never played before. Really incredible what Avante Maddox has done this year. Malcolm Jenkins, on the other hand, look, he had a pretty good game. But that's now twice in 2 weeks inside the 10-yard line in the red zone that he's bit on a double move. What the hell? I think he's mentally missing McLeod more than he or anyone in that room will admit to. Because Rodney McLeod, while he's not the sexiest cornerback in the or safety in the world, he was a security blanket of, I can play my game and not worry about it because I got Rodney over my back. That's gonna save us. And I think that's having an, as good as Maddox has been, I think Jenkins misses that security blanket of Rodney McLeod. Gary's up next. What's going on, Gary?
Bro, how we doing?
Doing well. Question mark?
I got to give you something real quick.
Yeah.
Royal Tavern, your burger choice, phenomenal.
Oh, how good is that?
Yeah, fantastic.
Hey, man, so, I didn't get this beer belly by not eating good burgers. You know what I mean?
There you go. Anyway, meanwhile, Wentz.
Yes.
Overrated.
Why do you say that?
Why do I say that? He's a one-take Charlie. He looks one way. He's Mr. One Way. He's like the streets in South Philly. He goes no other reads. Admit it.
Yeah, but he's damn good. I mean, his stat line was 21 of 30, almost 300 yards, 3 touchdowns. I mean, the interception I'll give you. He's got to eliminate that. He's got too much Favre in him there.
I'm not disagreeing with the point that he is good. I'm just saying, like, when you watch him, he stares down at the receiver.
That has happened this year. I don't remember that as much last year, though.
Well, that's the thing. We're not as explosive last year. And that's the other point, which I'm going to go back on Mike's point. Bro, who do you want? If we were to make a trade, who would you like to have?
As far as position or specific player?
Our biggest need is obviously something on the offense.
Offensive tackle, I think, is the team's biggest need right now. I don't think that's realistic, though. DeSean Jackson, I think, is a perfectly fine target because of he's not going to cost you a ton.
Well, I think it's like $8 million.
I mean, prorated the rest of this year, he's going to be owed maybe like $6 or something. And he is on the books for $10 or $11 next year. But I believe his dead cap number is very low. So if you wanted to walk away from it, you can.
And that sounds great. But look at picture this. D-Jax running the fly route. Obviously, he's going to draw the safety. You throw Ertz, Goddard right at the middle. You got Alshon wide open. Boom.
Yeah.
That fixes the offense right there.
I think he opens up the offense in huge ways.
Opens it up beautifully, like a bottle of wine. Anyway.
Covington,
all-star.
Yeah. He's been playing pretty well this year. He really has.
He's been playing better than Sarge because he got dead legs.
Yeah, Sarge is always a slow starter. I hear you. Hey, Gary, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate that. Yeah, Covington, he brought him up. Outside, if you take away that stupid foul at the end of the game where he should have just given him the bucket, Blake Griffin, in Tuesday night in Detroit, Covington's been having a good year. We're not getting on Covington Hill today. All right? We're not going to do it. Charles in the Northeast wants to talk about the birds. What's up, Charles?
How you doing, Jamie?
Good.
Jamie, I get it. Right now, in your opinion, a lot of people's opinions, Eagles have no shot against the Rams. They have no shot against it.
Yeah, come December, it could be a totally different story.
It will be a totally different story, Jamie.
The bye's coming at the perfect time. They're going in with confidence. They're going to turn it around. That's the camp you're in, Charles?
Absolutely.
All right, good. I like a little positivity.
Absolutely.
I'm more in your camp than I'm in the opposite.
I think you should be in my camp, because the fact of the matter is, the Eagles are the defending Super Bowl champions.
Yeah.
And you give the Saints and the Rams credit. But the thing is,
The Saints defense sucks, and the Rams defense is overrated. I hear you.
Thank you. Neither one of them teams terrify me, Jamie.
Offensively, they scare me a little bit.
They scare me offensively, but I think the Eagles are capable of, on defensively, of playing well against those teams. I mean, right now,
would I
say those teams are better? Absolutely. And I wouldn't pick the Eagles over those teams. But as season progresses, Jamie,
mm-hmm.
and the fact of the matter is, the Eagles are only going to get better.
I agree.
I've been critical of Carson Wentz, even today. I wasn't totally happy with Wentz's performance. I think
he's been playing phenomenal, Charles. Phenomenal for returning from an injury. I really think he has.
We disagree with that.
Do you really?
I know.
I mean, the fumbles have been a big storyline of this season so far, but I think the guy's been playing incredible for five games back from an ACL.
I think he's got to be better. He's turning the football over too much, Jamie. And listen,
Today was his first pick, though, in three games, I think. So I hear you.
Listen, I'm a Wentz fan. And listen, but I can be objective. I think Carson's got to be better in terms of turning the football over. But the fact of the matter is, I still think this is an elite football team. I think this team will be in the NFC Championship game against whether it's the Rams or Saints. Doesn't matter. But I think they'll have a great chance to win it. But my thing is that they just have to do what they can. They just have to play to their potential. And if they do, Jamie, they'll be fine.
They can absolutely right the ship.
They can. This is an elite football team. My only problem is with the running game. And I think right now, and I was hanging out with a lot of people today, you know, at my local bar.
Mm-hmm.
I think right now, Josh Adams has got to be the main back.
I agree with you.
This is the best back on the Eagles right now. And they keep giving the ball to Wendell Smallwood and the other back, I'm blanking on it.
Corey Clement has just disappeared.
Right now, Josh Adams.
He's the most productive runner, yeah.
He's got to be getting the ball more. But to me, I think they're fine. I didn't hear about Lane Johnson. I don't know what,
yeah, torn MCL, right? According to Jeff McClain. Could be a 4 to 5 week injury. And Charles, I got to let you go. Thanks for the call, man. I'm sorry I'm up against the break here. But yes, that is a big blow. Ryan in Pottstown, Jerry in the Northeast, Jimmy in Mount Holly. I will get to you guys on the other side. Lots to discuss as it's a massive week for your Philadelphia Eagles with the trade deadline on Tuesday. They're heading into the bye at the right time for some injuries, heading in with a little confidence over beating a bad Jaguars team across the pond. And we got to talk about these dumb Jaguars racking up a huge bill Friday night and trying to bounce on it. What a disgrace. I'm Jamie Lynch with you until 7 o'clock tonight. Fanatic time, 4:41.
97.5, The Fanatic.
There's just one sports station in Philadelphia for Sal Pal.
In the NFL right now, it's a record-setting pace for touchdown passes.
97.5, The Fanatic.
These days, it's hard to get anyone to look up from their phone. From texting to posting to playing games, it's become our national obsession. Me? I still can't get enough of those angry birds. But when it comes to buying an engagement ring, that smartphone of yours is more like a dumb phone. Because a device is no substitute for advice. And nobody gives better engagement ring advice than Benari Jewelers. We're diamond experts, real live human beings who are trained to listen first, ask questions, and guide you to the perfect ring. There's no app for that, my friends. Benari Jewelers' quality is unsurpassed, with an amazing selection in every price range. And unlike the internet, we let you see and touch the rings before you buy them. So use that smartphone of yours to map directions to Benari Jewelers in Exton and Newtown Square. Or if you're not quite ready to talk,
visit BenariJewelers.com.
This is Jason Martinez for Conkerville Subaru. When you buy a car from Conkerville Subaru, driving it off the lot isn't the end of the story. It's just the beginning of the relationship. Over the life of your vehicle, they'll be there for the whole ride, building relationships that matter to you and your family. That's the Conkerville promise. Going on now at Conkerville Subaru, pick your ride and pick your payment. For example, lease a 2019 Subaru Impreza 2.0i for as low as $96 per month for 36 months, $3,000 due at lease signing, or buy the popular Impreza Outback or Legacy for just 0.9% interest for 48 months on select models. Plus, every customer gets a lifetime powertrain warranty. Hurry in before October 31st for the Conkerville Subaru Pick Your Ride and Pick Your Payment. Coming in just a few months is the brand new state-of-the-art Conkerville Subaru showroom. If you love the Subaru brand, you will love this new showroom. It's beautiful. Conkerville Subaru. Visit 202subaru.com for inventory. That's 202subaru.com. Conkerville cares. Call 888-351-6493 for lease details.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over a $500 million for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Guys, do you have broken or damaged glass around your home or business? Call Economy Glass and Mirror Repair. When it comes to residential and commercial glass install and repair, it must be the guys at Economy Glass. With locations in Downingtown, Pennsylvania, and now in Hamilton, New Jersey, they serve all of the Delaware Valley for replacement and repair of windows and sliding glass doors, patio windows, plexiglass, mirrors, shower doors, and more. For more info, call 610-269-3570. Online at economyglassandmirror.com.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Now through December 15th, get special financing for 60 months or discounts up to $1,000 on a qualifying new American Standard heating and air conditioning system. Subject to credit approval, see store for details. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find a dealer near you.
Addiction is a disease, not a lapse in judgment. Patients struggling with the disease of addiction are entitled to world-class care, provided with dignity and respect. Recovery Centers of America, Devon, provides the highest quality inpatient and outpatient treatment for addiction and co-occurring mental health disorders. And it's available right here in the Philadelphia area. Their phone number is 1-800-RECOVERY. They believe that your family should be able to visit and participate in the treatment. So they built a facility in our neighborhood in Pennsylvania. And they are here to help you and your family, and they stand ready to help you with your addiction challenges. Their phone number, it's 1-800-RECOVERY. They offer specialized treatment programs for young adults, adults, and first responders, including law enforcement and military veterans. And they are in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield and other major insurance providers. Call Recovery Centers of America today at 1-800-RECOVERY or visit 1-800-RECOVERY.com/radio.
Find out where the Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will be broadcasting from next. Just visit 975thefanatic.com. Dietz & Watson, the official meats and cheeses of the Philadelphia Eagles.
The home of Sal Palantonio, 975 The Fanatic.
Welcome back in. Jamie Lynch here with you until 7 o'clock tonight when D Lineham takes over for me. And it's a weird one, folks. This team is 4-4. People don't really know how to feel. Some are positive, some are negative, some are saying, I don't know. That's kind of the vibe out there. This weekend's sponsor is brought to you by Pico. The future is on. Visit Pico.com. That's nice of Pico to sponsor the weekend's program. So, the Tuesday trade deadline. I'm on the fence. I think, and Dylan, I'm not going to say his name, but I believe the number is at 5. I set my personal line at 8.5, and I'm at 5. So I got 3.5 more to go by the end of the show, and it's trending to 4 and over. Jerry in the Northeast joins the show. What's going on, Jerry?
Hey, how you doing, Jamie?
I'm doing well, man. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to touch base on, I don't know, I guess it was a few callers ago.
The Carson overrated guy? I knew that was. I knew some people were listening to that in the car going, what the hell is that guy smoking?
Well, I mean, I'm biased. Like, I had my first son this summer. I actually named him Wentz. Like,
yeah, I would say you're a bit biased.
Yeah. But, I mean, come on. Like, you can't criticize this guy for trying to make plays. Like, I get it. Like, he's made mistakes. And, he can fix that. But he's trying to make plays. Like, he's missing a starting left tackle, a starting right tackle. The D-backs are insanely over, like, there's, I don't know what's going on. And then Schwartz, the coordinator, he just wants to take his foot off the gas all the time. Like, that last drive where they scored a touchdown, he had the whole drive to blitz, and he decided to blitz on the 5-yard line.
Yeah.
And you know our D-backs
and Malcolm
can't do
bit.
Anything.
Malcolm bit on a double move. Oh, that was so bad.
So you can't fault Carson for trying to make plays. Like, this kid is amazing. Like, no, what other quarterback you know that, like, throws a pass, gets batted down, and he runs and grabs it and catches it and runs for a first down?
The guy's a better receiver than Tom Brady.
Yes. So the thing is, like, saying Carson Wentz is overrated is kind of, like, ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And I get it. The kid's trying to make way too many plays. He's trying to do it all by himself, but you can't fault him. There's so many other problems on this team that you cannot fault Carson for trying to be the person he is.
Jerry, listen to his month of October, and this is courtesy of Eagles Reddit. Carson Wentz is October. He's 101 of 138 for a 73% completion rate, 8.6 yards per attempt for a ratio of 10 touchdowns, 1 interception, 1,185 yards, and 119 passer rating. What else can the dude do?
Am I incorrect by saying every game he's played, he has improved his passer rating? I don't know about this game. I haven't gotten it yet.
He was like 118, 119 or something like that today.
Right. So pretty much the last four games, he has improved his passer rating every single game. And that's including not having starting left tackle and starting right tackle.
Yeah, I think the guy's been playing incredible.
It's insane for anybody to say that this kid is over, and he's coming off an ACL injury.
I know, and that's the incredible part about it.
These people saying that is just ridiculous. You don't know what you're watching if you're blaming Carson.
I agree.
You don't know football. Thanks, Jamie. You have a good night.
Yeah, you too, Jared. Thanks for the call. I think if the Eagles are to turn around and win this division, which is no easy task, Carson Wentz deserves to be in the league MVP discussion. That's how well I think he's playing. His offensive line has been dreck this year. Lane Johnson's not Lane Johnson of the past. Jason Peters, frankly, is not playing good enough, and Big V should be playing over him if Lane wasn't hurt. He's returning from massive knee surgery. This wasn't just an ACL. This was an LCL, too. The guy's playing incredible football. Really is. Nelson Aguilar disappeared on him this year. It was nice to see a little resurgence out of him today, and kudos for Doug for trying to get him involved early. Zach Ertz and him are on like a cosmic understanding of one another. They're playing phenomenal. Alshon Jeffery's playing really good football. I think Carson Wentz could end up as a top five MVP candidate by season's end. That's how good I think the dude is playing. Ryan in Pottstown joins the show. What's up, Ryan?
What's going on, Jamie? How you doing today, brother?
I'm good, man. At least they won.
Yeah.
Still some concerns, but they won.
Yeah, and to continue with that conversation about Wentz, I only want to make one point and comment on that. If you look at his game, if you just go back and watch all them games last year, that guy, he looked everywhere across the field.
Yeah.
He didn't just have one receiver he focused on. Mm-hmm. He was all over the
because you know, I don't want to pinpoint it exactly on having that deep threat, and that's why I would bring DeSean Jackson in. But having Torrey Smith last year, that opens up everything. That makes Nelson Aguilar's life easier. That makes the secondary concerned about that deep threat at all times, which opens up stuff underneath, which opens up more options for him to throw to.
Yeah, I'm sorry with that. The guy can say what he wants, but, you know.
No, Carson's been playing incredible.
Most of us, Yeah, most of us know he's an incredible quarterback and has many years to come.
I just want him to fix the fumbling issue. The gunslinger Favre mentality doesn't concern me as much as the fumbling issue. That's the only critique I have of the dude.
And also with him, I mean, with the penalty to Bradham today.
Oh, that was nauseating.
And if you do watch some of the plays after Carson releases the ball, he gets hit constantly.
Oh, yeah.
And never a call against us.
Ryan, remember the one in Tennessee they picked up? You never see that. And they picked up the damn flag.
The touchdown today to Goddard, he got hit after the play.
Yeah, yeah. And that was a hell of a play by Goddard, huh?
It was that hell of a play.
That was nice to see somebody with some yak.
And you know, yeah, him shaking off that tackle. We don't see Ertz do that often.
No. But I can't rip Ertz. The guy's on a historic pace right now. He's killing it.
No doubt.
So and, what do you think? You know, do they turn the corner, Rye, or is this all a facade and they're an 8-8 team?
Well, here we go. Yeah. Every offense is going to scare me because of the way Jim Schwartz takes his foot off the gas.
Yeah.
And doesn't know how to change his scheme or conduct a proper scheme to go up to the quarterback and take his head off.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, every offense is going to scare me as long as we have him running the defense.
I hear you, Ryan. Thanks for the call, man. Have a great rest of the night.
You too, man. Take care, brother.
I talked about it earlier. Jim Schwartz, I thought the defense overall had one of their better called games of the year. It seemed like, for whatever reason, the blitzes on this team stink. They never really get home, as football guys like to say. I feel like a tool when I say, the blitzes aren't getting home. But, you know, that's football guy speak. I'm not really a football guy, so I can't say the blitzes aren't getting home. But our blitzes never really seem to be incredibly effective this year. But the defensive line had a great game. You know, we hadn't seen Chris Long in 2 weeks. Fletcher Cox had a big game. Brandon Graham, you know, love the dude. I think we can all admit that this is his last year as an Eagle. I think not signing the extension before this season was telling. I think deep down he probably knows it, but I don't know if you can allocate, you know, he's going to want top DN money in this league. I don't know if you can allocate $15 million to Brandon Graham. So, you know, Josh Sweat, I didn't notice a ton today. I did see him on a couple nice run stuffs. Looked like he set the edge against the run fairly well for somebody in their first game. It'll be interesting to watch him the rest of the year. But we'll see. Tuesday's a big day. Jimmy and Mount Holly, don't go anywhere. I haven't talked to you in forever. Good to see you on the line. Greg and Freehold, you're coming up next. He's nervous about Washington. And Washington's a good team. But Greg, they get to play them twice. They control their own destiny there. And we'll take your call, 610-632-0975. I'm Jamie Lynch, in with you until 7 o'clock tonight. Your Philadelphia Eagles are 4-4, heading into the bye week, and it happens to be the trade deadline, the perfect time to integrate somebody into the system. Fanatic Sports Time is 4:55.
97.5, the Fanatic.
There's just one sports station in Philadelphia for Brian Westbrook.
They have to play better, but he has to do better at helping them.
97.5, the Fanatic.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. Switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal. Get fast, reliable internet and add TV and voice for only $34.90 more per month. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond Fast.
Offer ends 12/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business Internet at additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. Connection Pro Backup limited to up to 6 hours.
Ram Power Days are here this fall. But the weather and leaves aren't all that are changing right now. More people are switching to Ram trucks than ever before. Like the all-new Ram 1500 with its available legendary Hemi engine. And Ram 3500 with best-in-class 30,000-pound fifth-wheel towing. With features like these, it's no wonder Ram trucks keep muscling their way past the competition. During Ram Power Days, well-qualified returning FCA lessees get a low-mileage lease on the 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $189 a month for 36 months with $3,499 due at signing. Tax, title, license extra. Since 2010, based on IHS Market U.S. household methodology and FCA segmentation of conquest data from U.S. new vehicle registrations for CYE 2010 to 2016, when properly equipped, class based on 350-3500 pickups.
Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution at least through U.S. Bank. Current lease must end by 11-4-19. 25-cent charge for each mile over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 10-31-18.
This is Jason Martinez, and let me tell you about my friends at Bank of America. We all struggle with the major financial questions. Do I have enough saved for retirement? Have I put enough money away for my children's education? Can I afford a new home? These are really hard questions that require serious answers. Whether you have questions about saving, spending, or anything in between, Bank of America's experienced financial specialists are here for you, proudly serving Philadelphia. Schedule an appointment today at bankofamerica.com/conversation.
Hurry into Lowe's today for savings on everything you need to get started on fall projects, like overseeding and feeding your lawn. You'll find the lawn care products right for your area, in stock at Lowe's. Plus, the know-how to help if you have any questions, like what to do now and what to do next. Plus, find savings to perk up your curb appeal with new mulch and fall plants. Whatever's on your to-do list, start now and save on what you need. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's.
Is it finally time for that man cave? A couch and a game console doesn't cut it. For over 36 years, the Royal Billiard and Recreation Team has been customizing man caves, game rooms, dens, and more for our pro athletes and us. We deserve it. And right now, they've got this amazing offer. 12 months of 0% financing. Get your game room ready for the holidays and family time. Royal Billiard and Recreation has what you need and more. It's your man cave source. Visit their showroom on 309 in Hatfield or at royalbilliard.com.
Attention, landlords and property owners. Tired of managing your property and would like someone else to manage it for you? You probably'd like to own your property, but are tired of the headaches that come with it. Bay Management Group is a local, full-service property management company handling single-family and multifamily properties around the area. They're on call 24/7 with full leasing services, tenant screening, maintenance, rent collection, evictions, monthly financial statements, and more. Visit baymanagementgroup.com today. That's baymgmtgroup.com.
Morning, bud. How are you?
Can I ask you to go easy on the bumps this morning? A little uncomfortable today. Guess you could say I have a real pain in the...
Hemorrhoid problems, huh? You been checked out?
No, I'm just hoping it'll go away.
Look, I know it's tough to talk about this stuff, but at your age, you need to take a closer look at the problem. Me, my dad, and my sisters have all experienced the pain in the... And we all spent some time with the fanny doctor.
The who?
Dr. Lowell Meyerson. We think he's great. Everything you need to know is on fannydoctor.com.
I'm Dr. Lowell Meyerson, the only board-certified proctologist in Pennsylvania. I perform state-of-the-art procedures to treat your hemorrhoids, pain, and bleeding. I can help you to prevent colon cancer. Very often, patients' problems can be eliminated with simple procedures that I perform right in my office. Call me today at 215-379-0444 to schedule a personal appointment and visit my website, fannydoctor.com.
If your end zone is in the red zone, call Dr. Lowell Meyerson DL at 215-379-0444.
Marzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez middays. Missanelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic. Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
Welcome back in, 5 o'clock hour. I'm Jamie Lynch in with you. We got Dylan McKinnon answering your calls behind the glass today. I was just updating. We have a giant Eagles calendar in the producer's studio. I noticed we've been slacking overall the last 3 weeks, hadn't filled in. But it was nice. Two of the last three games. And look, here's the positive spin on this team. They should be 3-0 the last 3 weeks. They seem to be getting, I don't know if it better's the word, not as bad, I guess we could say. but frankly, they should have won their last three games. Now they head into a bye at a, I think, a great time for this team. One, if you do make a trade in the deadline, it gives you an extra week to integrate your new toy. I'm not going to hit a quota here of my jackpot records. But if, say, somebody like that does come in, they, you know, have an extra week to integrate themselves into the playbook, into the game plan, yada, yada, yada. Two, it allows Jason Peters to get a little healthier. Hopefully Lane Johnson isn't as severe as Jeff McClain is reporting, that it's a torn MCL and likely out a couple weeks. I think Adam Schefter said 4 to 5 weeks. It allows them to get a little bit healthier. It allows Sidney Jones to get healthier. And hopefully Darren Sproles is back after the break. You know, this is like the 9-week hamstring strain, and that's a concern. Look, Jason Peters and Darren Sproles are a direct result of what a lot of people would say was Howie thinking with his emotions and not his head. And, you know, easier said than done to just get rid of guys like that. It really is, especially when Jason Peters is one of the most respected guys in that locker room, is incredibly tight with Jeffrey Lurie. You know, it's probably going to be a future coach on this team. You know, he's an Eagle for life, and that's a really hard thing to do. But Jason Peters and Darren Sproles are 34-year-old, you know, returning veterans with injury concern. You didn't have to be Nostradamus to say, you know, they were going to take a back seat this year. It's a concern, but the bye's coming at a great time. Hopefully the team gets healthy. Carson Wentz is playing. It's frankly amazing how well he is playing this quickly after returning from major knee injury, from a major knee injury. The guy's playing incredible football. The pass today, much like the pass to Alshon last week on third down, was a little forced. A little, I don't want to say glory hoggy, but, you know, he went for it. That's the Favre in him. The 98% of the rest of the game, outside of the fumble, guy played great football. It's going to be a fun second half of the year. Strap in, everybody. Jimmy in Mount Holly's up next. What's going on, Jimmy?
Deshaun Jackson, Deshaun Jackson.
I know.
Deshaun Jackson.
That's my dude.
Deshaun Jackson.
Go get him. Go get him. Go get him. Go get him. Go get him.
Yeah, in fact, Jason Lockenfora had been reporting late last week that Howie was working on a deal for Deshaun Jackson. Now, Jimmy, you and I realize that any discerning listener and caller realizes that as long as number 11 is under center, we have a chance to win every game.
Absolutely.
The mighty Rams, New Orleans,
yep.
Kansas City,
yep.
New England. So he's going to do something. He's going to be a buyer. Now, I don't
and
know.
Jimmy, to your point, the Eagles have a better defense than every team you just mentioned, as bad as we think it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the defense is fine. It's this crappy schemer that we have.
Yes,
that I'm really
I agree with you.
With.
The talent is there. Jim Schwartz needs to be better.
And Joe, Carson's greatness will really manifest itself when he pulls that first, what I like to term Brady-like or Aaron Rodgers-like late fourth quarter comeback. That's going to happen 3 weeks from now in New Orleans. That's my prediction right now. So right,
you think
now,
we're going to have a little bit of a shootout down in NOLA?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because of Schwartz. I mean, more than anything else, I mean, we can hold New Orleans within reasonable limits, if this guy could scheme better.
Yeah.
Jamie, this bye came at a perfect time. We're going to get healthy. Howie's going to make some monster moves. I mean, that's just what
he
does.
You think more than one?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's definitely going to make more than one. And then Dallas, we get to beat those bums at home on Sunday night. Because when they come back, they're going to beat Tennessee in that game. So they're going to come in a little relieved after losing their last game to Washington. We are going to be fine. There is absolutely no reason to give up on this season.
No, not at all. And, Jimmy, I look at the schedule and I see December 30th, Eagles at Redskins. It's very possible that could be for the division.
Oh, I think Washington's going to fade, James. I mean, you look at Alex Smith, like, as our good friend Anthony says, I mean, this bum has a rag arm. I mean, it's the weather gets cold.
Yep, that's my theory, Jimmy. You just hit it. The weather. When it turns cold, Alex Smith sucks.
Yeah, and New Orleans, see, I told Muscles Marinari yesterday, I'm not giving up on one or two seeds. Look at the Saints' schedule. They got the Panthers twice. Oh, for real.
Yeah, they're a good team.
They got the Falcons again. They got the Steelers. We'll take care of them ourselves. I mean, I think these Rams are going to lose at New Orleans. So, I mean, I'm not ready to quit on anything. You know me.
Yeah. All right. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Captain Positivity, Jimmy in Mount Holly. I agree with a lot of what you said, Jimmy. Nice. There you go. That's how you bring it, ladies and gentlemen. That's how you bring some positivity to the program. A lot of what Jimmy said could be very, very true. This team could really rally. Look, all right, here's my positives I laid out. I did the negatives and the positives for each side, and Greg, Trey, and Gary are coming right up next. Here's my positives. The bye week's coming at the perfect time, and they head into the bye week with a new sense of confidence. Take Carolina out of it, unfortunately. They really should be 3-0 in their last three games. So that's how, if you're a player in that room, that's how you spin it. Look, we made a mistake. We should have been 3-0 heading into the bye. Lane, Sidney Jones, Jason Peters, Darren Sproles all will benefit from extra time off and will come back better, therefore making the team better. You still are very much within striking distance of the Washington Redskins. Five division games remaining. Control the division, control their own destiny. That simple. The trade deadline. Upgrades are still very possible and likely for this team. You look back on it as a team in that locker room. If I'm a guy in that locker room, I go, look, if I'm Malcolm Jenkins, I'm going, you damn right, well, all we got, we all we need. Because we gave games away in Tennessee, at home against Carolina, and in Tampa Bay. Guys, we're a few plays away from being a 6-2 team. So that's what I build on if I'm a player in that locker room. And the other point I think maybe, you know, your assistant coaches that were thrust into new roles this year, because I don't think there was any doubt, I don't think anybody can really argue with much efficiency that Frank Reich and John DeFilippo were missed early on. You know, Doug even said, you know, Frank used to make the game plans and the first 15 plays. And you've had people like Sal Palantonio and people very tied into that locker room say, yeah, I mean, I think it's not understated how much he missed Frank Reich early on. Now, you know, your Mike Groves and your guys that have stepped up into new roles, they're a little more comfortable. Maybe they take a deep breath during the bye week and they go, all right, I learned a lot those first 8 games. We're good. I know what to improve on. I know what to do differently. I know how to prepare for each week a little bit better. They've gained experience with their new jobs. Hopefully they get better. And then, frankly, Jim Schwartz, overall, the defense is not a problem. Situationally, in big spots, they've let you down a lot this year. So hopefully Jim Schwartz can fix those big spots where they've let you down. 4th and 10, 4th and 15. But if there's my positive spin on it. They can turn this season around still. And Jimmy and Mount Holly agreed. Greg in Freehold is nervous about this Washington Redskins. What's up, Greg?
Hey, buddy. How are you? You very, very positive. I like to be positive.
Don't worry. I got my negatives.
let's pull up the Washington Redskins.
They're a good team.
No. I don't even care that they're a good team. They're an okay team. Look at their schedule. It's trash. They're playing when we're playing. We're not going. No offense. The way things are right now, we're not going to New Orleans and going to beat the Drew Brees is actually starting to win on the road, which that team never.
Yeah, their defense sucks though. I would just never say never.
I don't want to say the word sucks, but New Orleans
is beatable.
New Orleans and the Rams are going to be tough. Washington plays the hardest team. Washington plays.
So here's their schedule, real quick. They have Falcons. Then they have the Bucks. Then they have the Texans. Texans are a good team. Eagles have to play them too.
Okay, so that's they should beat the Falcons. They should beat the Bucks. Maybe they'll lose to the Texans, but it's in Washington.
It's possible. Yeah, it's possible they go 2-1. It's also possible they go 1-2. The Bucks with Ryan Fitzpatrick are a much better football team than they are with Jameis Winston.
Exactly. They could win 9 of those games.
Let's see. Then they have the Cowboys and the Eagles. Both tough games. And then they have the Giants. That should be a layup win.
I'm telling you right now. You know what hurts? Last week was devastating.
It really was. Division game, yeah.
Devastating for the wild card, and we woke that team up.
Yep.
Look what they did today.
Yep.
They beat a good Baltimore. Baltimore's a good defense.
Really good defensive.
What did they throw up? 36 on them?
Yeah. Yeah. You may have poked a sleeping dog.
We woke the dog, and there was no need to. I'm a little nervous because it's not going to be easy. A lot of injuries. It's a totally different season. We do need to make a move, and we better make it we got to make it quick.
Oh yeah. Well, Tuesday's the deadline. What position, if you had to pick one, Greg, one right now that helps this team the most, what position are you going after?
If I had a wish list and it didn't matter with my Le'Veon Bell is
yeah. Yeah.
You guys all want, everybody wants Deshaun Jackson. Don't get me wrong. He's really good for our scheme.
I just think for the value you'd have to give up, it wouldn't cost much to get Deshaun here.
Agreed. But Bell gives you that little dunk pass that once you get out of the back.
It's going to be interesting to see if he plays again this year. it's looking like he might not.
Crazy. That's crazy in Pittsburgh, man. Crazy.
Yeah. And Greg, thanks for the call, man. Have a great rest of the day.
Bye-bye.
See ya. The Le'Veon Bell thing, I was having a conversation with a buddy the other day about this. While I understand his principle and preserving himself and all of that is right and justified, I still think he screwed up. The NFL's got you by the cojones. They really do. Because if I'm Le'Veon Bell, yeah, you preserved a year off of your, you know, mileage or whatever. You're still getting a year older. So that $14.5 million that he turned down this year, I'm sorry, that was guaranteed money. You have to take that off the top of any new contract you're going to get. Because that is, you can't make that up. That's $15 million just gone. Like, I understand, a man of principles, good on you. But that's $15 million in guaranteed money that you got to look at on your next deal and go, yeah, I'm never getting that back. Because chances are he was going to get paid, regardless. There's enough desperation in the NFL that somebody would have thrown big guaranteed bucks at him, regardless if he played this year or if he didn't. So then you're looking at that $15 million off the guaranteed number and you're going, damn, I'm never going to get that back. So to me, you almost have to subtract the $15 million from whatever guaranteed he gets this offseason. So sticky situation. The owners, they got you, man. It sucks because I'll always be on the player's side in every situation, especially when it's up against, you know, greedy billionaires that get taxpayer breaks to open stadiums so they can print more money. I'm always going to be on the player's side. I just think Le'Veon kind of handled it poorly. It sucks. But they got you in this league. Gary in San Diego is joining the show. Gary, I bet your weather's a lot better than ours.
Yeah, that was a nice round of golf today. and over at Torrey Pines. I know you've been in San Diego recently, right?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, the Eagles have to go 6
Hodge.
The rest of the season while Washington
can
go 500.
Wait, Hodge. When did you start being from San Diego?
I'm not from San Diego. I'm out here vacationing and doing some work.
Oh, all right. You woke up at 6:30 a.m. and watched the game?
I said, I'm in San Diego.
All right.
But I do have a place out here, though. So I
oh, nice. Next time I go out there, I'm going to hit you up for the keys. I'm going to throw a rump shaker.
Thank you for your dialogue, too. And don't bring that other guy they fired, okay? Hey, listen, 6-2, they got to go, right? And Washington goes 4-4. That puts them in the tie. So now it comes down to whether they beat Washington or not. And, you know, I don't see the Eagles going 6-2. The best.
Yeah, they probably have to go 6-2. They probably have to go 6-2 to win the division.
Because Washington's not going to do worse than 500. There's no way.
Yeah, I'm looking at their schedule, and it's not incredibly tough. Right. The two games, you got to hope that the Cowboys help you out there.
I think they're going to lose to the Cowboys on the bye, but listen.
But you probably have to beat the Skins twice in those two games.
You got to beat the Skins twice for sure to have a shot at winning the division.
Yep.
If you don't, it's a tie and they lose anyway.
Yep.
And that gets them in the playoffs. So they go 10, they go 6-2 and Washington goes 4-4 and they split. And then the Eagles, what? Eagles lose anyway. And then do they get in the playoffs?
Yeah. If they tie.
Yeah, they tie. If they split with Washington,
it would go head to head, and then it would go common opponent or division record, and then common opponents.
And,
I believe.
And they split with the Cowboys, and Washington beats the Cowboys twice, which I think they have a better shot at doing than the Eagles do. So I'm looking at Eagles just barely missing the playoffs, and so no way do you make a trade for anybody. You don't waste anything.
Sean, I think, changes this offense big time. I think the offense is a bigger problem than the defense.
But still, that's going to get you 6-2 at best, and that's going to work.
It's a small window you got.
Deshaun to make that work.
I know, it's a small window you got with this roster and this cap. So
you have a better shot at them turning around on their own without that.
They got the luxury of 12 picks next year. To me, I can deal without a 1/4 rounder.
Take the picks into the draft and get better players. Don't waste your time now. You're not getting nothing now.
Yeah, I hear you. Hodge, thanks for the call. I don't care. I go get Deshaun Jackson. Dylan, what's that, 7? I set a line for myself, and I knew I was going to go over. Is that number 7, Dylan? You can hop on.
That is actually number 8.
I'm a hook away from my own Deshaun Jackson over. That's good work by you keeping track of that. But yeah, if you look at it real quick, the Redskins' remaining schedule. All right, Dylan, do you have a pen handy? All right, so the Redskins have the Falcons next. I don't want to say the Falcons can't win that game. The Falcons are kind of like I don't want to say they're like the Eagles. They're probably a little worse than the Eagles, but they're better than their record shows. That game's in D.C., 1 o'clock game. Falcons can beat the Skins, but let's give the Skins there a win for the sake of the argument. Then they have the Bucks, and the Bucks are they're a much better team with Ryan Fitzpatrick. I would imagine Jameis Winston's benched for the end of the year, for the rest of the year. Redskins, Bucks. Again, that's another kind of coin toss game. So let's give them the win just to be safe. Then they play the Texans. I think the Texans will beat the Washington Redskins. So that's 2-1 in their next three. Then they have the Cowboys. Division game, late November, much chillier in the air. My theory is that Alex Smith sucks when the weather gets cold. That would be a game where my theory could come into play. Let's give the Cowboys a win. So the Redskins are 2-2 there. Then they have the Eagles. And look, if you don't beat the Redskins twice, this is all for naught. So let's give the Eagles a win there for the sake of the argument. They're 2-3. Then they have the Giants. They beat the Giants. They're 3-3. Then they have the Jaguars. Who the hell knows what that Jaguars team will be at that point? Who knows? Let's give the Redskins a win. So they're 4-3. Then they have the Titans. They should win that game. Then that takes them to 5-3. And then the final game of the year, December 30th, Eagles at Redskins. And look, they got to win that. So let's give the Eagles the win there if you're playing the positive spin and the Eagles have a hope. So it's possible. I mean, the Eagles pretty much have to go 11-2 or 6-2 the rest of the way. They got the Cowboys after the bye. Sunday night football here in Philadelphia. Can't lose that. Then you go to the Saints. It's going to be a fun game. No reason you can't win because that defense is vulnerable. But that's a tough one. You absolutely have to win one of the two games in L.A. or New Orleans. You can't afford to lose both. Then you get the Giants. Should have an easy time with them. Then you have the Redskins. Twice in December, you're going to play the Redskins. It's almost like the schedule makers knew. Got to take care of business. Then you have the Cowboys again. Then at Rams, then the Texans. That's a brutal three games to end the year for your Philadelphia Eagles. At Rams, Texans at Eagles, Eagles at Redskins to end the year. It's no easy sledding. You got to go 6-2 at least. Trey in West Philly's up next. What's up, Trey?
Bro, how you doing?
I'm doing well, man.
Oh, man. Wednesday, we needed that one.
I can hear the concern in your voice, Trey. I can hear it.
I mean, a little bit.
I hear you.
We could. If Blake Bortles converted that fourth down, we'd probably be having a different conversation, would we not?
Yeah. Yeah. No. I mean, you have every right to be concerned. There's things that are worth concern with this team.
Yeah, but I'm mostly positive, just in the light of the fact that we did get the win. So.
Yeah, you head into the bye. Hopefully, some guys get healthy, and hopefully, you come out with an extra pep in the step.
Absolutely. As far as like the trades go, I mean, if we ain't getting Deshaun Jackson, I really don't want anybody because I feel like it's going to be that, like, you know, we're going to be giving up a lot of picks to get Le'Veon. We're going to be giving up a lot of
picks. Yeah, Le'Veon. I don't think Le'Veon's going anywhere. I think he's kind of made his bed there.
Yeah, like I was hearing what you were saying earlier. A lot of like he messed himself up by doing. What
yeah,
he's doing.
It's admirable. He tried, but the NFL's just got you, man.
Exactly. So it's like. Now, if we trade for him, you don't even know if he's going to re-sign with us, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't
it's
be worth
too risky,
it.
Too risky.
My prediction is that we do go 6-2. The two teams that we're going to lose to probably would be, I think, most likely the Rams. And
the Rams are down 10-0 right now to the Packers, and the Packers kind of stink this year a little bit.
But I mean, you
Ooh,
know.
The Rams just ran a fake punt. That's going to be an incredibly tough game, but it's not unwinnable.
It's not unwinnable. But I mean, if you're asking me, like if we can go 6-2, who are the two losses? One of them beats the Rams.
Yeah,
we beat the Saints.
It's
we beat the Saints in New Orleans.
Yeah, I figure you got to go 1-1 in that Saints and Rams series. So you figure you would lose one of them. I hate to say you got to go 5-0 in division, but you almost have to go 5-0 in division.
Yeah, honestly, that's
always tough to do.
That is our best bet. And I think the Redskins will probably lose to us in that Monday night game.
Yeah, that's December 3rd.
Yeah, and I this strange feeling in my gut is they're going to flex that Redskins and Eagles game at the last December 30th because it's going to be for the division.
It could be.
And you know the NFL loves the NFC East more than any other division, so they're going to flex that game.
Yeah, I hear you. Trey, I'm up against the break. Thanks for the call, man. Have a great rest of the day.
You too, man.
All right, thanks, man. Gerald in Miami, you're coming up next on the other side. We got some open lines if you want to get in. Are you on team positive or team negative? Because going into the bye right now at the perfect time, you can make the case for either. I tend to be a little more on team positive. Can you go 6-2 in the division or the rest of the way? You're going to have to win 4 or 5 at a minimum in division. Would really help your case if you're able to go 5-0. It's coming down outside of division. Some tough games. Saints, Rams, Texans. All tough. This is no easy task for them to make the playoffs. It's certainly doable. At the same time, they haven't beaten a team with over a 500 winning percentage yet. So, it could be damn near impossible. I'm Jamie Lynch in with you until 7 o'clock. 610-632-0975. Plenty of lines if you guys want to get in. Gerald in Miami, don't go anywhere. Your next Fanatic Time, 523.
97.5, The Fanatic.
There's just one sports station in Philadelphia for the Sixers.
Simmons in the joke, two-hand jam. Joel Embiid knocking it out here in Philadelphia.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Addiction is a disease, not a lapse in judgment. Patients struggling with the disease of addiction are entitled to world-class care, provided with dignity and respect. Recovery Centers of America, Devon, provides the highest quality inpatient and outpatient treatment for addiction and co-occurring mental health disorders. And it's available right here in the Philadelphia area. Their phone number is 1-800-RECOVERY. They believe that your family should be able to visit and participate in the treatment. So they built a facility in our neighborhood in Pennsylvania. And they are here to help you and your family. And they stand ready to help you with your addiction challenges. Their phone number, it's 1-800-RECOVERY. They offer specialized treatment programs for young adults, and first responders, including law enforcement and military veterans. And they are in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield and other major insurance providers. Call Recovery Centers of America today at 1-800-RECOVERY or visit 1-800-RECOVERY.com/radio.
Hi, this is Jim Lampley. Every sport has a champion. Every champion has a journey. Every journey has a story. Check out what's coming up on HBO.
Real Sports with Brian Gumbel returns when Soledad O'Brien travels to the new chess capital of the world. The last place you might expect, St. Louis, Missouri, where chess is helping transform not only the city, but American dreams of global chess dominance for the first time since Bobby Fischer. Tuesday, October 23rd at 10 p.m. or stream it anytime on HBO Now. Then, on the next HBO World Championship Boxing, middleweight star Daniel Miracle Man Jacobs faces undefeated Sergey Derevyanchenko with a middleweight world title on the line. Plus, Alberto Machado defends his super featherweight title against Juan de Olivas. Live Saturday, October 27th at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. And on HBO World Championship Boxing, undefeated champion Dimitri Bivol defends his light heavyweight title against hard-hitting Jean Pascal. Live Saturday, November 24th at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. Only on HBO.
For all the stories, there's only one arena, HBO Sports.
This is Jason Martinez for Conkerville Nissan. When you buy a car from Conkerville Nissan, driving it off the lot isn't the end of the story. It's just the beginning of the relationship. Over the life of your vehicle, they'll be there for the whole ride, building relationships that matter to you and your family. That's the Conkerville promise. Now's the time to drive a Conkerville Nissan like I do and save big. All 2018 Nissans must be sold this month. Get 0% financing on all 2018 Nissans and score a great deal with dealer rebates. This is your opportunity to get the Nissan with all the cool features you desire for an affordable price. Need a Nissan truck for commercial use or just fun? Check out the Nissan Titan, which comes with America's best truck warranty. 5-year, 100,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty. Also, the 2019 Nissans are arriving daily, including the totally redesigned Altima. Check inventory, deals, and financing at 202Nissan.com. That's 202Nissan.com. Conkerville Nissan on Route 202 South in Glen Mills.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive installation on minimum purchases of $699. That's removal of your old carpet, basic furniture moving, and stairs. So the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid only on showroom carpet price. $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers including BC147263 available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
Spilled your red wine? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back on track quicker. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
I'm Corey Rutter with Rutter Roofing, Siding, Windows, and Doors. We are friendly, honest, and respectful certified technicians making sure to safely fix whatever your problem may be. When working with Rutter Roofing, rest easy. There are no shortcuts, no low ball bidding. We are all about family, respect, and hard work. We're local and can help with your projects in the PA suburbs. At Rutter Roofing, Siding, Windows, and Doors, we are your go-to exterior contractor. Go to RutterRoofing.com today. That's RUTTER Roofing.com. We will protect your house.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there. I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
It's time to break up with your bookie. Harrah's Resorts at Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at their brand new sports books. Place your wager today at the book. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Philly's official Flyers station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back in. The hour and a half remaining with you. As I'm Jamie Lynch, and I'm taking you up till 7 o'clock tonight. D-Line, I'm coming in and taking over, taking you through the evening. And I'll be back tomorrow with Farzetta and Trey in the morning. Big day. Day out from the trade deadline. What will Howie do? Should they be buyers is the next question on hand. I still believe they should be. I have a certain wide receiver that used to be here down in Tampa that I think is worth what it would cost for you to bring him back. I think he opens up a lot for this offense. He gets Nelson Agholor back in the slot in his natural position where he thrived last year. Nelson, no doubt, struggling a bit this year. His yards per catch are like the lowest I've ever seen. We'll see. But other teams out there are going to get better, too. The New England Patriots apparently are trying to get Demaryius Thomas in there. I mean, that's a pretty nasty wide receiving core. If you have Josh Gordon, Julian Edelman, and Demaryius Thomas. Josh McDaniels has ties to Demaryius Thomas, as he was the offensive coordinator when they drafted him out in Denver. Or maybe actually head coach, Regardless, Patriots are going to try and get better. You know, I wouldn't be surprised to see another contender in the NFC make a move. But your Philadelphia Eagles really got to consider buying here, but also not selling the farm and having that long-term view. Howie Roseman, when he does make trades, he's always aggressive, but he does like those guys with a year remaining of team control, i.e. your Jay Ajayi from last year. You know, guys on a rookie deal would be ideal. You know, maybe somebody like Jordan Howard out in Chicago. I doubt he becomes available, but if he was, you know, that's a guy that has a lot of appeal to somebody like Howie as far as contract-wise. It's really tough to look back at that draft class last year, especially with running backs. Donnell Pumphrey's the one guy that, like, didn't work. The 2016 draft class for running backs was, like, absurdly effective, except for Donnell Pumphrey. But Josh Adams today, who Rich Eisen called Jamal Adams, had a very good game. It's amazing what happens when you're not doing pitches to him on the outside. You run him between the tackles, and he was effective. Darren Sproles, I would expect we'll see finally after the bye. Maybe he brings a little home run playmaking ability back to that backfield. And, you know, if the defense can figure out turnovers, which they did today a little bit, that's one of the biggest things that's been holding them back. So maybe they can improve there. We'll see. Gerald in Miami joins the show. What's going on, Gerald?
Hey, how you doing, Jimmy?
I mean, you're in Miami, man. You're doing better than me.
I got some positive and I got some negative because I got to keep it real. We're from Philly, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So Jim Schwartz has been a mess, and it's like the defensive game plan, the idea of these guys playing so far off the line of scrimmage when it's third down.
I know.
And eight, and they're playing 15 yards off the line of scrimmage. His game plan has just not been good. So that really bothers me. And the other thing that bothers me are things that are opposite of what has happened. So in so many of these games, we lead time of possession, mm-hmm. we lead in yardage,
yep.
yet we've lost four games.
Yeah.
And we have to find a way to capitalize on time of possession and leading in yardage and really punch it in there and get some touchdowns when we have opportunities. Because if we keep doing that, we are not going to win then 6-2 or whatever number of games we need to win to try and win this division. Now, on the positive side, I like that it looked like another team was coming back on us and the defense stiffened up enough to keep them from getting close enough to really make it a
game. But if it's not Blake Bortles and the Jags offense, maybe they're not so lucky.
Exactly.
I know.
Now, what I'll say to you is, since you love them so much, I think DeSean Jackson would be a great addition to this team.
So do I.
Because you're right. We put Nelson back in the slot. Immediately Jackson stretches the field, and I can see Carson trying to outthrow him, which you can't do.
Yep.
And Jackson's going to run right underneath of it for some touchdowns.
I just think it makes the whole offense better, Gerald.
Well, and that's what opens up the run game. But here's – and as much as we – I'm up for it. But what we really need to add – is we need to add somebody else in the secondary. Our defense is what's been giving up leads and helping us lose games.
Mm-hmm.
Got to shore up this defense first.
Yeah, I think Sidney Jones coming back will be a big bolster. I think Avante Maddox, Gerald, has filled in admirably at the safety position for something he's never played before. I hear you. I just don't know if that's a position they'll target in a trade, you know? I'm more concerned about the offensive line, frankly.
I would take Peterson because I need a lockdown guy that's not biting on the move. Every week, one of our dudes got biting.
I know. And Malcolm did it again this week, back to back weeks.
So we need at least one guy where we can put them on their best receiver and go, you know, just shut him down.
Yeah.
The other guys will figure out. But I'm all for Deshaun, but we really have to shore up the defense, especially considering that part of the problem with this defense is the coordinator. So we got to put as much talent on that side of the ball.
Yeah, I hear you. And thanks for the call, Gerald, down in Miami. I was watching, you know, the Red Zone right after the Eagles game. It's still weird that it's only 5:30. I feel like it should be midnight. If our football clocks are off and we're all out of whack. But I was watching the game earlier, and Joe Hayden made an interception that, frankly, I don't think anybody on this team makes. It was just a simple kind of like post route by the wide receiver thrown to the sidelines. And Hayden just went up and got it at its highest point. And Darby and Mills and Jones, they just don't have that turnover capability. Like, they're never... I feel like the interceptions they do get are always, like, off of a tipped ball or what have you, or thrown right at them on a blown assignment. I just don't ever recall them really going and snatching a ball away from a receiver. And this Joe Hayden interception just stuck out to me because I just started thinking, I was like, damn, I haven't seen an Eagles defensive back do that. I can't even remember how long. Like, you know, even the Patrick Robinson one in the playoffs last year, great pick, game changer, led us to a Super Bowl, all that. It's forever one of the coolest plays I've ever been in a stadium for. Like, that was kind of an underneath route that he jumped. Like, they haven't had a defensive back with the athletic capability to go up and get a ball and get a game-changing interception. And honestly, I don't even remember. P in Virginia wants to talk about the playoff chances. What's up, P?
What's going on, man?
Sitting on that fence. I don't know which way to go.
so you're totally right in that Joe Hayden interception.
Did you see the one I was talking about?
Yeah, that looked like an interception that I make on Madden.
Yeah, exactly. It was like a really just textbook athletic, just great play by a defensive back.
And that guy's a veteran.
Yeah.
You know, what I think, and some people might get mad at me, but I really think that our corners, man, they're just not up to the task. You know, Jalen Mills, I don't think anybody cared when he went out of the game today. I didn't, personally. I felt like Maddox, he did a pretty good job, you know, filling in back there.
Yeah, he's been one of the positives of this year, I think.
Definitely. These teams are going to continue throwing a double move at us because they know we're susceptible to that. Ronald Darby, I think, what is this, his last year of his rookie contract?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that's why dude doesn't really, he's not out there trying to tackle anybody. Cause
he's making business decisions.
Hurt.
Yep.
Yeah, he wants to get the money.
I'm still not over him not tackling O.J. Howard on that play.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous. But I agree with you. I listened to a couple callers. I think we do. DeSean Jackson would be a great add. Just simply because he opens up the field. Mm-hmm. Nelson.
I don't think it's going to cost you much more than like a fourth round pick either, P.
Yeah, not at all. I think it gets Nelson back to his rightful position as a slot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jordan Matthews came through today, but that's not something long term that we can count on.
How about him going up and getting that third down catch, though? That was impressive. Man. I was like, Jay Matt.
And Josh Adams, man, I think that if we continue, not Jamal Adams, but Josh Adams.
Rich Eisen was terrible.
Yeah, if we continue to like run him in between as a downhill runner, I think we can get some good press out of him. I'm not saying this guy's going to get 1,000 yards.
No, but I think he's won the job.
Yeah, I think he's pretty much defined. I think Corey Clement now is our third down back.
Yeah.
They need to put him out in these wheel routes, put him out in some flanker positions because I think that's his
Absolutely.
Not a natural, you know, run and break tackles and do all of that. We didn't use him like that last
year. He's a home run hitter type, yeah.
But ultimately, the last thing I'll say before I get off is I think that we have a big problem with our defensive coach. He seems to me to coach to not have really any confidence in his defensive back.
Absolutely.
He puts everything on the defensive line to do,
yep.
and you can't do that. Those
yep.
guys look gassed today
yep.
on the bench.
Yep.
Like Brandon Graham looked like he was just breathing super hard.
Yep.
And, you know, all these guys are saying, you know, come on now. Why do you always expect us to get through mm-hmm. to sack the quarterback? When, you know, secondary and the safety line is important, too. Those guys have to help us.
Yeah.
We can't always, you know, so.
I hear you. You're spot on with all of it. Thanks for the call, man. I agree 100%. Jim Schwartz cares about the front four and cares about nothing else. Now, I think the offense has been slightly a bigger problem than the defense. Special teams has been just the most boring I can remember it in Eagles' recent memory. So there's been equal blame to go around, but I think where the defense kills you is kind of situational disappointments. You know, your 4th and 10s, your 4th and 15s. You know, Blake Bortles ran for one today. It's just, I think Jim needs to adjust a little more situationally. His system is kind of figured out, especially if you're not getting home with natural 4-man pressure. He's got to get better. I told you earlier, the play that really pissed me off earlier was him playing on a 3rd and 23 before the half. He played that cushion coverage where he gave you 15 yards, but he's not going to give you that 23, but he gave you an easy 15 yards, and that gave the Jaguars pretty much a free field goal heading into half. And that ticked me off because that's a situation to me where you press and say, earn it. If you're going to beat me, you're going to beat me. Earn it. You're not getting in field goal range for free. John and Lansdale, don't go anywhere. You'll be next. Plenty of lines if you want to get in. 610-632-0975 are the numbers. I'm Jamie Lynch, and with you until 7. Fanatic time, 541.
97.5, The Fanatic.
There's just one sports station in Philadelphia. We're the Flyers.
Let's go! It's the captain, Claude Giroux, and the Flyers are
97.5, The Fanatic.
These days, it's hard to get anyone to look up from their phone. From texting to posting to playing games, it's become our national obsession. Me? I still can't get enough of those angry birds. But when it comes to buying an engagement ring, that smartphone of yours is more like a dumb phone. Because a device is no substitute for advice. And nobody gives better engagement ring advice than Benari Jewelers. We're diamond experts, real live human beings who are trained to listen first, ask questions, and guide you to the perfect ring. There's no app for that, my friends. The Benari Jewelers' quality is unsurpassed, with an amazing selection in every price range. And unlike the internet, we let you see and touch the rings before you buy them. So use that smartphone of yours to map directions to Benari Jewelers in Exton and Newtown Square. Or if you're not quite ready to talk, visit BenariJewelers.com.
Want to take your fandom to the next level? Xfinity is the place for the ultimate sports experience. With Xfinity X1, you can track multiple games and leagues at once while watching another game live. And finding everything on your TV is faster with the X1 voice remote. Get instant access to your favorite teams, athletes, and the latest news and stats with the sound of your voice. Just say, show me sports or show me hockey scores, and it's all right there. You can even watch your favorite sports on any screen with the Xfinity Stream app, so you never miss the action. Stream at home with the best Wi-Fi experience or on the go with access to millions of Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide. Plus, get even more with out-of-market packages like NBA League Pass and NHL Center Ice, so you can catch your hometown team no matter where you live. Switch to Xfinity and experience sports like never before. Call 1-800-XFINITY, go to Xfinity.com, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity TV service. Not available in all areas.
Fanatic fan favorite.
Catch all the games this season at Nick's Roast Beef Cotton. Enjoy $3 Bud and Bud Light aluminum bottles for all games and two 22-ounce Miller Lights during the Birds games.
Think you know football? Put your money where your mouth is with William Hill, America's number one sportsbook. Now taking bets in Jersey. Bet now on the app or at WilliamHill.com. The world bets with William Hill.
Royal Billiard and Recreation, your ultimate game room store for over 30 years, offering a large selection of top quality products, styles, and trends online at RoyalBilliard.com.
Bay Management Group, your premier property management company, specializing in multifamily and single-family rental properties. Visit BayMGMTGroup.com. That's BayMGMTGroup.com.
Recovery Centers of America is here to help you or your loved one break the horrific cycle of alcoholism. Call 1-800-RECOVERY or visit DevonRecoveryCenters.com.
Fanatic fan favorites on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Big savings are going to rock the house. It's Gateway Kia's Rocktober Savings Spectacular. Get up to $6,000 overbooked for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. Rock on in a new 2018 Kia Forte. Just $149 a month. Zero down payment, zero first payment, zero do it sign. Or get a new 2019 Kia Sportage. Just $199 a month. Zero down payment, zero first payment, zero do it sign. Come, let us rock your world by getting up to $6,000 overbooked value for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. When you want to get big savings and rock, we'll see you at Gateway Kia, Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Shop online at shopgatewaykia.com.
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia giant.
This is a 36-month zero security deposit, 10K miles per units, and tax title and DMV. Discount lease on trade gas value. Credit approval expires 10/31/18.
Join Sal Palantonio for the Sal Pal Football Hour, live from Poppy's Italian Restaurant, Friday, November 2nd, from 6 to 7 p.m. Presented by Gabbiano Dark Knight and lyric by Etude Wine. Get there early to enjoy Poppy's Happy Hour from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Seating for the Sal Pal Football Hour is limited, so make your reservations today at poppysrestaurant.com. The Sal Pal Football Hour, live from Poppy's Italian Restaurant, Friday, November 2nd, 3120 South 20th Street in Philadelphia.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why should I pay the same amount for a compact parking space as I do for a regular space, right? What kind of lot doesn't reward me for selflessly buying a smaller car to provide more parking room for others?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Are you looking for a place to watch the Birds game? Head over to Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino every game day for the official Fanatic Watch Party. Watch the Birds game on a 10-foot big screen. Enjoy $2 Miller Lite drafts and $12 Miller Lite buckets, plus dollar dogs, tons of giveaways, and plenty of free parking. Go to 975thefanatic.com for details.
The Gargano Station. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Welcome back in. Jamie Lynch in with you until 7 o'clock this evening. We talked about Rodney McLeod being missed earlier. And I think Malcolm Jenkins, in the back of his head, misses him more than we knew. I just think Rodney McLeod was a tremendous safety blanket for Malcolm to have behind him. I don't think... you can really put into words how much they miss him. I think he had a huge effect on this team. Also, I think defensive tackle is a position they're missing Timmy Jernigan big time. But Rodney McLeod's doing something great for cancer research. He's teamed up with the Fanatic to support cancer research through the AACR. When you donate to the American Association for Cancer Research, you will be entered into the ESPN Ultimate Birds Fan Experience Contest. That winner will receive two tickets to the Eagles game December 3rd, Monday Night Football against the Redskins. And as we've been laying it out today, those Redskins games are massive. Could be the decision between making the playoffs and not. So you win two passes to that game, field passes, a tour of the ESPN film truck. You get to meet Rodney himself. Donations are not necessary to enter the contest, although we sure hope you would contribute because everybody hates cancer. So check that out. Join him on his race to $23,000 for cancer research. Go to 975thefanatic.com/donate. It's a great cause. Good on you, Rodney, for doing that. Everybody hates cancer, so give it a shot. It's going to be a good game that weekend. And I just made an incredible bank shot into the trash can with my paper off the glass. No big deal. Nobody saw it, but it was pretty cool.
Get excited!
Damn right, Tom McGinnis. John in Lansdale's up next. What's up, John?
Yo, what's up, bro?
How you doing, man?
I'm good. We're absolutely right zone. You're talking about that. It's the best invention on the planet.
Oh, I love it.
It's amazing.
I'm missing it in the studio right now. I got Packers Rams on. I feel where's the action?
It's just amazing. I sit on my couch and watch it for my entire day.
Yeah, Scott Hansen is a true hero. He's a legend out there.
But I'm actually in the tank right now.
Nice.
It feels like it's freaking midnight.
Yeah, 9:30 start.
I woke up at 9 o'clock. Went to my local spot and
what'd you do, beers or Bloody Marys?
No, we didn't do any Bloody Marys. We actually did some margaritas.
Nice.
Yeah,
always a good day for a margarita.
Yeah, but I was wondering, would you do a 1 in 5 for T.Y. Hilton if that was even a possibility, or a second and whatever?
First is reserved for truly elite players. I like T.Y. I wouldn't give up a first. If there was a second involved, I would consider it. I'd have to think about that.
Robbie Anderson, though.
Robbie, I don't think he's going to go anywhere. The Jets, I think, want to kind of build with him and Darnold. Yeah, I think this is only his second year, right? So, yeah.
And what do you think about Patrick Peterson? They're not going to...
Yeah, it sounds like that's not going to be done because he had a meeting with ownership and they promised him they're going to stop sucking. So
it's just going to be... I would love the Sean trade.
I'd love Deshaun, but there's always that move with Howie. There's some name out there that nobody knows about yet.
So
we'll see.
Creepy Howie.
Exactly.
The other room.
John, might I have a recommendation for you? A little Pedialyte before bed tonight. You'll feel like $1 million.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Man.
Sound like a veteran.
Yep. Yeah, sure, man. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks, John. See you, man. That's great. I'm not going to lie. I really wanted a Bloody Mary or a beer this morning. I woke up and made a lot of pancakes, cooked a pound of bacon just for me and my wife, made some eggs, had the coffee going. It was great. It was lovely. I kind of enjoyed the early start, but your clock is all thrown off. It's 5:51 right now, and it feels like it's midnight, at least for me. The football clock's all out of whack. And while we're on the game itself, that was one of the worst broadcasts I have seen in a long time. That was like Monday Night Football bad. There's not a lot of Monday night games I stayed up for this year because I, you know, need to sleep occasionally, waking up at 3 a.m. But today's four-man booth was so forced. Rich Eisen, I know it's not what he normally does, but he stunk. And then just from like a technical aspect, they were really bad on like replays. It was just kind of like sloppy in-game. They went to Dean Blandino for an explanation of the Josh Adams near fumble right as the ref was coming out to like give the ruling on the call. And then Dean Blandino had to do like an awkward kind of stare and had to wait through it. It was just like a really poor broadcast, I thought. And four-man booth, come on. We don't need more people in the booth than we already have. You know what I mean? So Will in Newtown Square is up next. What's up, Will?
Hey, what's going on, Jamie?
Real crossroads for this Eagles team. It can go either way, and it could go either way very quickly. Where are you on this one?
You know, I'm pretty much right where you are.
Yeah, I'm fence straddling big time, and I know that's not the sports radio thing to do, but I'm more positive, yeah. I think, negative, question mark?
No, I definitely am thinking, you know, the division, totally.
Yeah, that's the only goal. But, Will, you're probably going to have to go, at a minimum, you got to go 4-1 in division, and if you want to be sure about it, you probably got to go 5-0. Can they do that?
Yeah. Well, I'm watching this Rams-Packers game, and the Rams look like they may be coming back to life, so hopefully that might be a game that we can squeak one out
at. Yeah, you're going to have to steal one of the ones in New Orleans or L.A., and given how much Eagles fans took over L.A. last year, that might be another home game for them.
No, agreed. And as far as your breakfast selection, I went sausage and eggs this morning.
It's strong. You can never go wrong. Do you go patty or lynx? You have patty or a lynxman?
I went lynx and I cut them in half and then made a sandwich out of them.
Strong, strong. That's a good move. I'm not crazy about the lynx in sandwich unless they're cut.
I agree, man. I would have gone patty too, but I went with what my host was giving me.
Yeah, you know, you got
to
play with what you're giving them.
I didn't have to make it.
Yeah, that's even better then. Will, thanks for the call, man. Have a great rest of the Sunday.
Thanks, buddy.
See ya. Oh, man. That's pretty funny. I would say the last two guys, Will and was it John and Lansdale? Both were hitting the sauce today. Not going to lie. I'm a little jealous. Nice little. You know why? Because you hit the sauce early for the 9:30 game. You get your breakfast drinking in. You know, there's not many days where it's socially acceptable to drink at 9:30 in the morning. So that's cool. And then you kind of take that little first half of the 1 o'clock game couch nap. You know what I mean? A little pass out, a little nice on the couch. Wake up for the second half. See the results of the game. That's a nice little Sunday. You know what I mean, Dylan?
Well, to be fair, there are people out there drinking at 9:30 on a normal Eagles game anyway.
That's true. Game,
so it's not that different for most people.
Fair point. Caller makes a fair point. Final hour coming up next. I see Tom, Donald, Simon. You guys don't go anywhere. Donald wants to talk about Deshaun. I think that officially puts me over my quota. Tom, I think, recognized how bad that broadcast was today, and Simon wants to talk about the Birds and their playoff chances. Got a couple open lines for you if you want to get in. 610-632-0975. I'm Jamie Lynch with you until 7 o'clock. Fanatic Sports Time is 5:55.
97.5 The Fanatic.
There's just one sports station in Philadelphia for Gargano.
Welcome to the program.
You're part of this whole thing.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Addiction is a disease, not a lapse in judgment. Patients struggling with the disease of addiction are entitled to world-class care, provided with dignity and respect. Recover Centers of America, Devon, provides the highest quality inpatient and outpatient treatment for addiction and co-occurring mental health disorders. And it's available right here in the Philadelphia area. Their phone number is 1-800-RECOVERY. They believe that your family should be able to visit and participate in the treatment. So they built a facility in our neighborhood in Pennsylvania, and they are here to help you and your family, and they stand ready to help you with your addiction challenges. Their phone number, it's 1-800-RECOVERY. They offer specialized treatment programs for young adults, adults, and first responders, including law enforcement and military veterans. And they are in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield and other major insurance providers. Call Recovery Centers of America today at 1-800-RECOVERY or visit 1-800-RECOVERY.com/radio.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Yo, Philadelphia, Anthony Gargano here with my friend Bob Marino, president of Spring Garden Lending's Mid-Atlantic region. So here's the deal. We've been doing this for 10 years, Bob. Yeah, I hear you got news.
And this is the biggest news in 10 years from us.
What's going on?
And you remember Spring Garden Lending provides bridge loans to build or renovate real estate in the Philadelphia market?
Of course. You're faster than the bank, cheaper than alternative lenders, closing loans in 3 weeks.
Ha, good memory. Now we've added a new, unique product to the lineup.
What is it?
We're offering construction to permanent financing with long-term traditional bank rates.
All right, now what are the perks?
Only one closing, and customers save on fees and all the hassles.
All right, so you're a player who can now hit and field.
Exactly.
All right, let me get this straight. I'm a real estate developer. Spring Garden Lending gives me a loan to build or renovate a building. Work's done. I lease the property, and then my loan automatically converts to permanent financing.
You got it.
Wow, real estate developers, listen up. Spring Garden Lending's offering one-stop shop construction to permanent financing. Stay tuned for more home runs from Bob Marino and Spring Garden Lending.
My office still has those overhead yellow lights. You know, the ones that buzz all day? Uh-huh. Well, I'm not sure how old they are, how much extra they're costing me, or if they'll ever go out. But I do know that I hear them in my sleep.
You don't have to be an expert, because Pico has lots of ways to help your business. Like lighting incentive solutions that make it easy to save energy and money. Just visit Pico.com/smartideas. Pico, the future is on.
Natalie Eganoff here to tell you about the only name you need to know when shopping for an engagement ring. Family and Company Jewelers, our own Andrew Salchunas, recently got engaged. He took my advice and met with Angelo and the team at Family and Company, and they helped him pick out the perfect ring. Family and Company has been the most trusted jeweler in South Jersey for over 80 years. Go to familyjewelers.com or visit their showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, and see for yourself. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
Pay off credit card debt with a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. When you have a family, life adds up. A new semester of school, a new season on the team, and new goalie pads to go with it. Now your youngest wants to learn an instrument. And of course, she didn't pick the harmonica. Debt happens. It's how you get out that counts. Get a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Fixed interest rates and no fees, ever. Learn more at Marcus.com.
Question. Would you rather enjoy this bag of chips earned with the Exxon and Mobil Rewards Plus points you earn on every purchase? Or would you rather enjoy this yogurt I've been saving since high school? What? You'd prefer the chips instead of the decades-old dairy product? It's indisputable. People everywhere prefer earning and redeeming with Exxon and Mobil Rewards Plus. Sign up now and get 15 cents per gallon in points for 30 days at ExxonMobilRewardsPlus.com. Terms and conditions may apply. Available at participating Exxon and Mobil locations. You must fully enroll prior to January 31st, 2019 in order to participate.
Marzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic. Philadelphia, broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
Welcome in. Final hour ahead as D-Lineham takes over. It's 7 o'clock. I'll be back on tomorrow in the morning show with Farzetta and Trey. As I'm looking forward to breaking this one down with those two. Trey's always informative because he watches the game about three times by the time Monday morning comes around. And Trey had an interesting observation early on our show text chain. And the big news coming out of the game outside of, you know, the final result was that Lane Johnson, according to Jeff McClain, possibly has a torn MCL, which could sideline him for several weeks. I believe Adam Schefter was speculating something in the 4 to 5 week range for that type of injury. Luckily, you have the bye, so you have almost 2 weeks of healing up there. If it is 4 weeks, you know, there's not a ton. It came at a good time, if there is one. Big V is going to have to slide in and take over that spot. Offensive line is now the biggest concern of the team. I believe Jason Peters is not having a good year. Let's be frank. Big V probably is the better option, but that's not realistic. I don't think the team would make that move. But I do believe DeSean Jackson demanded a trade this morning. The Buccaneers ended up benching Jameis Winston today. They had another loss after Fitzmagic tried to lead them back and almost did. They're going to be sellers. DeSean Jackson is going to be obtainable. I think the impact he has on this offense makes everyone better. Makes Carson Wentz better, who, by the way, is having a phenomenal season. It really is. Our redheaded baby does have a fumbling problem, and it's something. Actually, Dylan, if you can cue up the cut about him, and then Seamus, Simon, Donald, Tom, we're coming right to you guys next. Here's Carson was asked about it after the game, about how he can fix his fumbling issue, and here's what he had to say.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks. You know, it's something I got to clean up. It's something I got to look in the mirror and say, how can I protect the ball a little bit better? And sometimes it's just getting the ball out earlier, you know, and finding my guys faster. And yeah, it's something I'm definitely looking at.
Yep. Offensive line play definitely goes into that as well. But frankly, nobody in the NFL the last 3 years has more lost fumbles than Carson. It's cost you in some big spots this year. 2 weeks in a row, he lost big fumbles that were directly responsible by Lane Johnson. He was the culprit there. But regardless, Carson has to know when to get rid of a ball a little bit earlier or protect it when pressure is on him. That's the only critique I have of the guy. He has a fumbling problem. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it's okay. It's not the end of the world. He doesn't have an interception problem, which is much worse. Today's pass was really bad. That interception, Jalen Ramsey, they were in zone coverage. He tried to force one to Paul Perkins in the end zone. He was scrambling on the play and stepped up and tried to make a glorious play, but Jalen Ramsey sniffed that out and came launching like a missile from the other side of the field and picked it off with ease. Now, Wendell Smallwood was streaking wide open on the sideline heading into the end zone, and I hope normally he makes that throw. He was under duress a little bit on the play, and I think he missed him when he was actually scrambling. But the offensive line, no doubt about it, is the biggest concern with this team the rest of the year. And you hope Lane and JP, with the extra time off coming up, can get healthy and can get right, because it's a big concern with this team. It's probably my biggest. Simon in Haverford's up next. What's up, Simon?
I'm talking about the Eagles.
What about them?
The England game.
Did you enjoy the 9:30 start today?
Yeah.
All right. How you feeling?
They won.
They did indeed.
They're making Super Bowl this year.
You think? Can they go 6-2 the rest of the way, Simon?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you make a trade on Tuesday?
Yeah.
All right. And what's your biggest concern?
I like Carson Wentz.
He's a hell of a player. And thanks for the call, Simon. Appreciate that. Donald in Lansdowne is up next. What's going on, Donald?
The only way I see this whole thing working is if they bring in three players and they trade two Philadelphia Eagle players.
What positions are you bringing in?
Jackson. I love the idea about Jackson. Mm-hmm. If we can bring him in, he can stretch the field.
Oh, yeah.
Make everybody else
get Nelson back in the slot. Yep.
Right, and Nelson back in the slot. If we can average a little over 30 points a game, then that'll help our team extremely well. But I'd like to bring in two more players also. Did you see Campbell today from the Jaguars? He seemed like he was playing everything. He seemed like he was playing like a beast.
He was.
I mean,
he was eating Jason Peters alive.
If I can give up a second-round pick for Campbell, even though I know he's like 31 years of age, if I can get him and he can work with Cox, then we don't have to really worry too much about our secondary, because between him and Cox, they'll put a lot of pressure up the middle on quarterback.
Yeah, he's going to cost you, though. I mean, he was in the running for Defensive Player of the Year last year. He's a hell of a player. That's going to cost you. Honestly, I think they're missing D-tackle more than they are another end. I think Jernigan's loss for this team is monumental.
I think, but if you can move Campbell on the inside.
You can do that with Michael Bennett, too.
Inside too, right.
Yeah, but I hear you.
If they do that and maybe bring in a linebacker slash safety like Bo-Cannon from the Cardinals, there's your three right there. But then we would have to trade either Nick Foles or Brandon Graham to free up some money.
Yeah, I think both those guys are going to be cap casualties after this year anyway. So, I mean, if you could unload them, great. I just don't think you'll be able to unload them for what you're hoping in return. And Donald disappeared. Deion Buchanan, you might be able to get cheap right now. I don't know what the Cardinals are doing out there. They're kind of a mess. You know what's hilarious to me in hindsight? The Cardinals let Tyrann Mathieu, the honey badger, who I loved and I thought the Eagles should have drafted originally back in the day, they let him go to save $4.8 million against the cap this year. And then they gave Sam Bradford $20 million. That's so good it requires maybe even three. They gave Sam Bradford $20 million. I don't know what that score of that game is now, but it's the toilet bowl today. Arizona and San Fran are playing. I looked up at one point. It was 3-2. What a garbage game. Tom and Glenn Mills is up next. What's up, Tom?
Jamie, thank God for Donald, man. I was starting to get embarrassed that I wasn't drunk.
I've had a couple saucy people call up the program today. I love it.
I suddenly thought something was wrong with that. I wasn't drunk, man.
The saucier, the better. 610-632-0975.
I started the morning off like you, man. Like I was actually digging it, dude. Because I was
drinking my
coffee and like watching the Eagles. It was really weird, man.
And the fat guy in me, I justified eating a bigger breakfast than I normally would because the Eagles were on. So it worked out well.
I did the same exact thing. Man.
I think I had 4.5 pancakes.
I was laying there, dude, like stuffed and just drinking too much coffee, and I was all wired up. And
oh, I had way too much coffee today. I don't know if you can tell. I'm like bursting out of my skin.
That's what it is. I drank coffee. I didn't drink beer today. It was really weird too. It's like I don't know what it is, but when I get up that early and have something to actually do, I think it's earlier than it is, because like for some reason I thought that game was going to end at like 11 or 11:30 for some reason.
Yeah,
I thought like that game went forever.
My whole clock is thrown off today. Like it doesn't feel like 6 o'clock at night right now. I don't even know what it feels like.
Yeah, and the commentators, I think.
Oof.
What made them really weird was, I think they were trying to pander to people that didn't normally watch the NFL because they were over-explaining everything, dude. It
was
and they were giving way more like personal opinions, and it really stunk, man. I was really not digging it, dude.
It was pretty bad.
that's what made it weird. But yeah, so I think my biggest concern is, honest to God, is actually the defense. And I'll tell you why.
I agree with you, but only situationally. Like, they've played good a lot. But in certain situations, Jim Schwartz has got to be better.
They just look dead, man. Like, I don't know what it is.
The line looks gassed.
Yeah, they look gassed, man. And like, you brought up Peters. He's been off the whole year. Like, he's been getting two penalties offsides a game.
Yeah, and he's let up a lot of sacks and hits on Carson.
Yeah, but like, when you got Carson, with Carson, and then if they pick up, like, Deshaun, something else to make the energy, you know, the outfield, like, a little bit more dangerous,
mm-hmm.
you know, then I think that the offense can squeak by, man. But if the defense don't get it together, when we play, like, the Saints, forget about it.
Yeah, I'm really, really nervous about that Saints defense versus offense matchup.
All right, brother, I'm going to go have a beer now.
Oh, good for you, Tom. I'll be joining you afterwards. Thanks for the call, man.
Later.
Yeah, I think if Deshaun ends up on the Eagles, guess what?
I think I got my swagger back. Oh, oh.
Yeah, I think he brings a little bit of that. And look, I don't want to hear, oh, you're just being a typical Eagles fan that wants Deshaun and Deshaun back. No, I don't want that. I see a guy who's demanding a trade out of Tampa Bay who brings a skill set to this team that is very much needed. And that's the threat of a home run play. The Eagles are near the end of the league. They had more plays today, I think, over 30 yards than they did all year. Like, they're near the bottom of the NFL in this is, I mean, this was their season in a nutshell. Basically, I don't have the exact stat in front of me. I believe they were 27th in the league in big plays, like plays over 20 yards. And the defense was amongst the tops in the league of big plays allowed. So it's killing you both ways, offensively and defensively. Deshaun Jackson today broke the record that Jerry Rice had of most 60-plus yard. It might be play 60-plus yard touchdowns or plays. I forget exactly which record it was that he broke. But I think he makes the entire offense better. He gets Nelson back in his natural slot position where he succeeded last year. You don't have to see Jordan Matthews as much. Then you're throwing out Alshon, Deshaun, Nelson, Goddard, and Ertz. Now that's a receiving core. Because Nelson goes back to his natural position. Right now on the outside, Nelson is not getting it done. Hat tip for to Doug for trying to get him involved early on and trying to be creative in some of those ways. But I've already gone over my quota of Deshaun Jackson mentions today, and I think he's... It probably won't happen because it's too obvious the record was 60-yard-plus touchdowns, not plays. And Howie's not usually the obvious guy. Usually he's the up-the-sleeve guy. But to me, I think a fourth-rounder could get it done for Deshaun Jackson. You've got two of them next year. I think the effect he has on the offense is huge, and it makes everybody better, including Carson Wentz, who's damn near close to playing at an MVP level. Sheamus in PA is up next. Wants to talk about the cornerbacks. What's up, Sheamus?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well, man. What's on your mind with the cornerbacks?
All right. Look, all I can say is I think we need to bring one in. I mean, really, we need to do something. It's just I can't stand watching Ronald Darby anymore, Jalen Mills. Dr. McDougal, he played all right today. But
man, oh, he stinks.
Know, I know. It annoys me. It's just like, listen, if we had, I don't know, who's the top-rated defense right now? Who would you say?
That's actually a good question.
Yeah. I mean, whatever it is, their cornerbacks are doing the job for them. If we had that team defense, we'd be unstoppable.
Yeah, look, the cornerback play has not been great this year.
No.
I don't think anybody expected where it is either.
No, my expectations were we're going to have another solid year, but like, just watching these past games, it's just like, what happened to the cornerbacks? Because they never did this last year.
Yeah, I think that it caught not only us by surprise, I think it caught Howie Roseman by surprise because we thought this was a position of strength. And
oh, yeah. I totally
it's been
agree.
The opposite.
I don't understand.
Is this right? In total net yardage, the Washington Redskins are number one in the NFL.
No. They're number one.
Yeah, it kind of blew me away. And that's a net yardage.
Okay, well, but still, though, number one.
I know. Kind of surprised me. Because in yardage allowed, it goes Washington, Seattle, Baltimore, Green Bay, and Chicago. Yeah.
Chicago. Really, Chicago. I didn't think that at all.
Washington's allowing 325 yards a game.
Oh, part of that's because they've had a bye, though.
Correct. And if you go by points per game, Baltimore is number one. Dallas, actually, number two. Tennessee, three. Rams, four. Seattle, five. And then the Eagles are right there at six. But they have almost 2,500 yards allowed, whereas, you know, some people are down around 1,800, 1,900.
And see, it's just my expectations were so high on this year. It's just like, ugh. You got to admit, today was another close game.
Oh, yeah. Frankly, if you're not playing Blake Bortles and a better offense, maybe the results aren't the same.
And wasn't Blake Bortles just benched, too?
Yeah. Yeah, there was questions whether or not he was even going to start this game.
Exactly. It's hard to watch.
So you're a little more on the negative side of things at the halfway point than the positive.
Like, for me, I'm good with the offense. I don't have any issues with it. You know, the D-line could probably pressure more. The linebackers, coverage is okay, but it's just when it comes to the cornerbacks, it blows my mind.
Yeah, and Seamus, thanks for the call, man. Have a great rest of the Sunday.
All right,
see you, man. Yeah, I mean, the cornerback play is something, frankly, that hasn't been good enough. I don't think any of us as fans, I don't think anybody in the front office saw coming. You know, all camp long, people were raving, Ronald Darby's having the best camp ever. Ronald Darby this, Ronald Darby that. We're thinking, all right, we got a lockdown. Look, you still won that trade massively, but Ronald Darby did not take the next step I thought he was going to. He is not a physical cornerback. He's made some business decisions this year where he didn't want to get his head in his hat on somebody, as they say. Football guy term is get your hat on somebody. He's not a hitter. He's not a playmaker, nor is Jalen Mills. Frankly, the two of them haven't been good enough. And Sidney Jones, that was a big loss. That was a big injury for this team. I saw a tweet earlier today that I thought was a pretty cool thing I wanted to mention today. Mike Kay, and excuse me, I think he covers the Eagles for NJ.com, if I'm not mistaken. He had this post-game, and I thought this was really cool. Because Rasul Douglas, look, got called into play again when Jalen went down. And by the way, was McDougal playing with like sneakers out there today? He seemed to fall down every other play. It was terrible. Get him out of here. Give me Douglas 10 times out of 10 over McDougal. Like, get out. I'm done. So anyway, the tweet from Mike Kay was, Eagles cornerback Rasul Douglas, who had two big pass breakups in place of Jalen Mills today, spoke to the defensive backs last night. He brought up starving in junior college and having to work for everything he had to get to West Virginia. He said 75% effort isn't good enough like we gave last week. Malcolm Jenkins handpicked him to talk to the room. That's very cool. I'm sorry. If I have a guy, one of my teammates who I'm going to battle with every Sunday, gets up there and tells me, look, man, I was starving in junior college. I worked my butt off to get to where I am right now. What we gave last week wasn't good enough. I'm not going back to starving. That's inspiring stuff. And Malcolm knew that. And as the leader of the team, I wanted to acknowledge that because I think that's really cool. And just to show you what a close-knit group this is, also, Sidney Jones tweeted out, great wing gang, fly Eagles fly, couple emojis. Rasul Douglas quote tweets it and says, hurry up and get healthy, Brody. Can't wait to have you back. Now, it doesn't seem like much on the surface, but Rasul Douglas was given an opportunity to play more with Sidney Jones's injury. And the fact that he tweets that type of support to Sidney Jones tells me how close this team is. And I just thought that was a really cool thing. The other tweet that caught my eye earlier today, Dave Zangaro, coming into today, and I made reference to this stat earlier, the Eagles had just 10 pass plays of 30-plus yards. They had 5 against the Jaguars today in London. Look, Carson's gotten better every week. The offense appears to be not putting up the points you'd want, but they do seem to be improving the last 2 or 3 weeks. So you can kind of hang your hat on that. And on the other side of this next break, I'm going to read the trash tweet of the day. Jason McIntyre had a tweet earlier that was nauseating. And it's just lazy. And I think he admitted to not watching Carson Wentz all season long. And I hate when these national guys start chiming in on Eagles problems when they don't watch every snap. Because frankly, his tweet was irresponsible. It really was. I'll read that for you coming up. Mike and Delran, he invited me over today. I couldn't make it because, you know, work and all that. But he's got quite a garage and quite a setup for the Eagles game today. I know he was up early. What's going on, Mike?
What's up, bro?
That looked like a good party you had going on. The missus making some Strombolis. That was a nice little Sunday.
Yeah, man. You know what? Bob Cooney, not cool, man. I felt like
he stood you up?
or I'm waiting for the kid with his dad coming and he's not paying, man.
I hear you. Look, Mike, I can't tell you how many golf dates I've had lined up with Bob this summer.
Yeah, I heard him tell you a couple times you sold him out, but I see how it is.
Yeah, he's a little flaky on his commitments. Yeah,
he just went down the rung of my favorite guys.
Make sure you give it to him.
Let me tell you something, bro. Yeah. I can't deal with these 9 a.m. games, man. I got wrecked. I had a hangover all in the same day, man. I don't like that.
That's life's a circle, Mike. You lived it.
You know what? A win is a win. You know, I mean, it would be totally devastating. I agree with playing anyone else. It's not a good game for us. But yeah. A win's a win, right?
Absolutely.
You're traveling to the Jaguars' second home, right? I mean, it could have went either way, but a win's a win. And at least now we got a – I think the bye week is perfect for us.
Yeah,
right now.
It really came at a great time.
You know, like, I think we really needed that. And then we get to beat up on the Cowboys at home. I think this will be a good little start for us.
Yeah.
A win's a win.
The Cowboys have a tougher defense, I think, than we all want to admit. They're a young core, and they're playing pretty well. But I would say right now my gut is they should be able to handle them.
They suck when they come to the lane, especially Dak.
That is true.
All right, brother. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
All right. See you, Mike. Right, let's sneak in one more before the break here. Chris in Pensauken's probably as irritated at Jim Schwartz as a lot of people. What's up, Chris?
Yo, Jay, man, I've been talking to you for years.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, man. I'm past irritated. I mean, it's called the eye test. If it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's not a mongoose, man. Buddy Ryan and Jimmy Johnson are turning over in their graves going, yo, if you give them, I'll give them one onion if you give them your onion, and then I'll have a pair of onions, man, because this guy... He plays all this pre-lent stuff. He never...
Yeah, it's the bend but don't break philosophy, but sometimes it just comes off scared.
Right, exactly. And then everybody makes excuses for him. They're like, yeah, but he doesn't give up points. But he gives up so much time of possession, it's not even funny, man.
Yeah, the one that really got me today, Chris, was the third and 23 before half. And you give him three free points.
15. Yeah, it gives up 15 yards on third and 22 because they're playing, quote unquote, it's not the prevent defense anymore.
I know.
It's the sticks. It's the same
thing. I know. I hate it. I really do.
Let me tell you something. And guess what? Howie was great last year. I'm admitting on the air, and I don't like to admit when I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I'm a stubborn old fart. I'm 51. I give every right to be stubborn.
Yeah. You earned it.
At the end of the day, Joe Douglas, I was completely wrong about that guy. They're draft picks, besides Carson Wentz. They don't have one playmaker, not a wide receiver, not a. They said 2017 draft was the best running back draft in 25 years. We pick a kid that's as big as me. I'm 5'8", 140 pounds.
When you look back at the running backs taken in the 2017 draft, literally there's like one guy who didn't work out, and that was Donnell Pumphrey.
That was our guy.
I know, and they traded up to get him.
Yeah, and they traded up to get him, and then we wide receiver. Once again,
Shelton Gibson. Drafted him to develop him into that threat, and he's not that. He can't even get on the field.
And, James, I know I'm short for time, and I like the guy, and I don't even care about his injuries. Jordan Hicks, he ain't a type linebacker to play in the NFC East, man. He's all out of place. He's running around.
He missed a tackle today with Malcolm where it was just like,
horrible.
Oof.
It was a high school tackle.
And hey,
Malcolm, don't worry about Kaepernick having a job. Don't get beat on a double move.
Yeah, that's 2 weeks in a row, a double move within the five. And, Chris, thanks for the call, man.
I've been drinking since 9 o'clock. I'm going to keep drinking. You have a great night,
Yeah, good on you, man. Yeah, it's really hard to bite on a double move inside the five-yard line. Like, but that's twice in 2 weeks versus Carolina and now today where Malcolm Jenkins has bit on a double move inside the five-yard line. That's unacceptable. If you're going to turn it around, if you're going to be a playoff team, stuff like that has to get fixed, and fixed quick. Jacob and Plymouth Meeting, you're coming up next. Couple lines open as we got two more segments left on the show. 610-632-0975 are the numbers. I'm Jamie Lynch until 7. Fanatic time, 6:24.
97.5, the Fanatic.
The exclusive home of the Sixers.
Oh, rebound slam! Ben Simmons throws it down!
97.5.
The Fanatic.
Hey, Luke, what's up with you today? No beer or wings with your buddies? And you haven't sat down once to watch the game since we got here.
Shh, honey, please. I'm having a little discomfort.
As in pain?
Yeah, real pain in the... you might say. And lately, the day after I have a beer and greasy food, I'm really paying for it.
That's it. I'm making an appointment with...
The Fanny Doctor.
The what?
Dr. Lowell Meyerson. FannyDoctor.com. John, his brother, and sister have been patients for years, and they swear by him.
Tonight, I'm checking out FannyDoctor.com, and tomorrow, we're making an appointment.
I'm Dr. Lowell Meyerson, the only board-certified proctologist in Pennsylvania. I perform state-of-the-art procedures to treat your hemorrhoids, pain, and bleeding. I can help you to prevent colon cancer. Very often, patients' problems can be eliminated with simple procedures that I perform right in my office. Call me today at 215-379-0444 to schedule a personal appointment and visit my website, FannyDoctor.com.
If your end zone is in the red zone, call Dr. Lowell Meyerson DL at 215-379-0444.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is advanced voice solutions from Comcast Business that grow with your business. Like conference calls you can join with one touch without clumsy dial-ins. Get started with voice and TV for just $34.90 more per month when you get fast, reliable internet. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond Fast.
Offer ends 12/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business Internet. Additional monthly charge, equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Certain voice features only available for an additional charge.
This is Jason Martinez for Conkerville Subaru. When you buy a car from Conkerville Subaru, driving it off the lot isn't the end of the story. It's just the beginning of the relationship. Over the life of your vehicle, they'll be there for the whole ride, building relationships that matter to you and your family. That's the Conkerville promise. Going on now at Conkerville Subaru, pick your ride and pick your payment. For example, lease a 2019 Subaru Impreza 2.0i for as low as $96 per month for 36 months, $3,000 due at lease signing, or buy the popular Impreza Outback or Legacy for just 0.9% interest for 48 months on select models. Plus, every customer gets a lifetime powertrain warranty. Hurry in before October 31st for the Conkerville Subaru Pick Your Ride and Pick Your Payment. Coming in just a few months is the brand new state-of-the-art Conkerville Subaru showroom. If you love the Subaru brand, you will love this new showroom. It's beautiful. Conkerville Subaru. Visit 202subaru.com for inventory. That's 202subaru.com. Conkerville cares. Call 888-351-6493 for lease details.
Are you ready to get in, get out, and get paid flipping houses in the Philadelphia area? If so, here's an amazing opportunity for you. The NV Real Estate Academy has created a three-step paper flip strategy that allows you to write an offer, sell the offer, and get paid. With this strategy, you'll learn how to flip a house without swinging a hammer or using any of your own cash or credit. Now, for a limited time, the NV Real Estate Academy would like to share this strategy with you for free. Call 1-800-614-2029 right now to get your free Hidden Treasures and Wholesale Properties kit and find out how you can get paid writing offers. Call 800-614-2029 now, and NV Real Estate Academy will also give you four free tickets to a training workshop, which also includes a free smartwatch and Nick Vertucci's new book, Seven Figure Decisions. All these gifts are free, just for attending, plus an opportunity to network with like-minded investors. Call 800-614-2029. That's 800-614-2029 to get your free wholesale kit. Call now.
Hey, football fans, when your favorite team scores a touchdown this season, make sure you're celebrating with another TD. Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Tullamore Dew is the smoothest Irish whiskey to enjoy during the big game. Triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cask matured for even better flavor makes this TD perfect for celebrating TDs. Cheers to the death of thirst and birth of fond memories. Touchdowns and Tullamore Dew, a winning combination. Tullamore Dew reminds you to enjoy their whiskey responsibly during this football season. 40% alcohol by volume. William Grant & Sons, New York, New York.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter. Like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Built to a higher standard.
Now through December 15th, get special financing for 60 months or discounts up to $1,000 on a qualifying new American Standard heating and air conditioning system. Subject to credit approval, see store for details. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find a dealer near you.
It's time to break up with your bookie. Harrah's Resorts in Bally's Atlantic City, Wild Wild West, are now taking bets at their brand new sports books. Place your wager today at the book. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning. Listen. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back in. Jamie Lynch in with you. Two more segments as D-Lineup takes over at the top of the hour. I realize sitting in here in the studios, that I'm a red zone addict, Dylan. I miss it. I'm stuck on. Well, I'm not stuck on.
I agree.
Because it's a great game. Packers Rams is on. I miss the red zone. The Colts just tied it up versus the Raiders, 28-28. Other games in action. The Toilet Bowl in Arizona. The Niners are up 12-3 on Arizona. It's not the greatest slate right now for the red zone, but the 1 o'clock today, that was a good time. And tonight you got New Orleans, Minnesota, which is a good game. The over-under is 53.5. As a gambling man, Dylan, I would probably throw a little bit on the over because I unfortunately took the over in this Packers-Rams game at 56.5. Usually when the number that gets that high, it's wise to just go under. But life is too damn short to play unders, Dylan. But the Eagles got me a nice cushion to start the day, and that was great. But New Orleans, Minnesota, that's a very good game tonight. Gonna be watching that one. I might sacrifice some sleep to do that. But the Eagles today, obviously, it's a huge, huge week this week as Tuesday is the trade deadline. And we'll see what Howie's got up his sleeve. Lane Johnson injured his MCL today. He's going to be out a couple weeks. I'd be blown away if they made any kind of move on the offensive line. I think they're going to patchwork that with Big V. Sayamalu can play some tackle if you need him to. And I got to say, for JP and Lane both being out today, considering the circumstances with Sayamalu playing some tackle, Wiz coming back in at guard, Big V was in there at one point, they did pretty well. I got to give them credit. For essentially three guys playing out of position at one point in the game, it was a commendable job by those guys today. So a little hat tip to the O-line out there. They had a strong game today. Jacob in Plymouth Meeting's up next. What's up, Jacob?
Hi.
What's going on,
thanks,
man?
Thanks for having me.
What's that?
Nothing. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. What you thinking about, Jacob?
I'm just thinking about the Eagles' chances of winning our division and making the playoffs.
They most likely would have to go 6-2. Do you think that this team right now can go 6-2 the remainder of the year?
I don't know, because we still have the Saints and the Rams, which are very two tough teams, and
yeah,
never know other games. That
but both those teams have defenses that are not world beaters. They're good, but the Rams are losing to the Packers right now, 13-8. So Packers haven't been having a great year. So there's always hope you can win. You have to split that. You have to go 1-1 in those two games.
Uh-huh. Plus, the Redskins are playing pretty well right now.
They are. They have a real good defense. Their offense is a little, but the Rams just scored to go up on the Packers in live time. That just happened. Todd Gurley, fantasy owners rejoice. But, Jacob, I mean, if they really want to do it, do you think they can go 5-0 in the division games to the rest of the year?
I mean, the Giants in Dallas shouldn't be that much of a problem.
Giants should be a freebie. But you'd have to go 2-0 versus the Cowboys and 2-0 versus the Redskins.
Right. The Redskins, I imagine going 1-1. And then I think we could win both games against Dallas.
You have to. And Jacob, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Look, you can go 4-1 in the division and still make the playoffs, but you're going to have to sweep one of Dallas or one of Washington. And both those teams have decent defenses that are athletic, that are playing pretty well. My theory, if you haven't heard it, is that Alex Smith really starts to suck when the weather gets cold. Hopefully that will happen again. But both those teams have young, athletic defenses, and the thought of Mike Kay, I was just reading a tweet, Ryan Kerrigan versus Jason Peters right now, that's not a good one for Carson Wentz. And Carson Wentz's health ultimately is the most important thing. Just saw a stat here come across from the Eagles PR staff. Carson Wentz has thrown for 275-plus yards and 2-plus touchdowns in each of his last five games, tying Donovan McNabb in 2006 for the longest such streak in Eagles history. And this is returning from major reconstructive knee surgery. The guy's been playing absolutely incredible. If you've heard me, the only critique I have of him is he's got to fix his fumbling problem, which he talked about after the game. He knows it's a problem. We all know it's a problem. Some of it can be contributed to the offensive line and how much they've kind of allowed pressure on him this year. But it's got to get fixed. Jeremiah in Pottstown's next up. What's up, Jeremiah?
What's up, brother?
How you doing, man?
Dude, you know, the Eagles got the W. That always makes me happy.
Yes.
I'm not going to sit here and say Doug Peterson is still not calling plays correctly. What I mean by that is Doug Peterson, I thought today he did a little bit better job, but geez Louise, Doug, you got to stop calling this play action from under center because it's not working. Now, I think it was the fourth quarter, we had a drive. It was three plays. Dumb play. And what I mean, I think he threw a screen pass to Smallwood, which I think only got us 1 yard or we lost a yard. Then he throws, I think it was like third down and 13, or he throws a little out, that little screen pass to Nelson Aguilar.
Yeah, that was one of those pass plays where he was trying to keep the clock moving and he views that as good as a run play. I know what one you're talking about. And it's frankly is a little annoying. But Jeremiah, I don't think there's any doubt he's missing Frank Reich and John DeFilippo.
Oh, absolutely. Doug Peterson, I give the guy a lot of credit for changing his coaching style last year for Nick Foles, and the coaching adjustments he made last year was great, but I credit them guys, too,
yeah,
who helped him.
Yeah, and there was a lot more ingenuity to the offense last year, and it's a little more vanilla this year.
Dude, you're right on with that. Another thing, too, before you let me go.
Yeah.
Schwartz. I mean, listen, I can't take much of this guy when he's blitzing. The blitz is working, and then all of a sudden it's like, we did a blitz play. Let's just forget about it for another quarter, and then we might send another one. And he relies so much on it. And another thing, I want Patrick Peterson. Eagles, make the trade for Patrick Peterson.
I don't think that one's going to happen. Would you on DeSean Jackson?
Yeah.
All right, Jeremiah, have a great rest of the day, man. Hey, I got to do a little corny radio shout-out. That was my radio guy voice, which is terrible. But I got a couple buddies listening in the car right now with Dad, Dave Madden. He's got his boys, Owen and Will, in the car or at home. They're listening to the show. Owen and Will, what is up, my dudes? Love you guys. Thanks for listening to the show tonight. Owen is 4, and Will is 2, and Miles, who is their newborn, probably can't hear what I'm saying, but Miles, if you're listening too, thanks for tuning in to the Fanatic. Those are my guys over there in Cherry Hill. But yeah, I mean, 6-2, that's the mark. If you want to make the playoffs, the Eagles have to finish the last 8 games, probably 6-2. You're going to have to go at least 4-1 in the division, if not 5-0. The New York Giants could not help out today, and they're not going to help out much in division the rest of the way. But the Washington Redskins are the target. Tuesday is the trade deadline. Do you believe the Eagles can go 6-2 the rest of the way? Because that's all that matters. Home field in the playoffs like last year, and that went bye-bye a long time ago. The Washington Redskins are the only target that matters. I believe that DeSean Jackson will improve this team in a big way. The thing I don't get about Nelson Aguilar outside of the slot is why. He's unproductive out there, so just put him back in the slot. And real quick on the other side, I just want to touch on it before I get out of here today. There's two things that really annoyed me over the weekend. One had to do with the Sixers. One had to do with the Flyers. Dave Haxtell's days, they have to be numbered. A change is needed in a big way with that team right now. They're bottom in the league of goals allowed. Defensively, they're just awful. The goalie situation has been there my entire life, frankly. And Joel Embiid and Brett Brown annoyed me once again in the final minutes of the game. I'll touch on both of those next and sneak you guys in at 610-632-0975. If you want to get in, got one more segment with you before the end of the show. Jamie Lynch in with you until 7. Fanatic time, 640.
97.5, The Fanatic.
The exclusive home of the Flyers.
Scores! Wayne Simmons puts it into the empty net.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Pay off credit card debt with a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. When you have a family, life adds up. A new semester of school, a new season on the team, and new goalie pads to go with it. Now your youngest wants to learn an instrument. And of course, she didn't pick the harmonica. Debt happens. It's how you get out that counts. Get a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Fixed interest rates and no fees, ever. Learn more at Marcus.com.
Question. Would you rather enjoy this bag of chips earned with the Exxon and Mobil Rewards Plus points you earn on every purchase? Or would you rather enjoy this yogurt I've been saving since high school? What? You'd prefer the chips instead of the decades-old dairy product? It's indisputable. People everywhere prefer earning and redeeming with Exxon and Mobil Rewards Plus. Sign up now and get 15 cents per gallon in points for 30 days at ExxonMobilRewardsPlus.com. Terms and conditions may apply. Available at participating Exxon and Mobil locations. You must fully enroll prior to January 31st, 2019 in order to participate.
Hey, it's Mike Missanelli. I just discovered the most incredible sheets from BrookLinen.com. Now, BrookLinen sheets named winner of the best of online betting category by Good Housekeeping, and for good reason. They're the fastest growing betting brand in the world. They have the incredible feeling of fancy hotel sheets, and the BrookLinen mission is simple. Bring five-star hotel quality sheets to everyday life, and that's what they are. Luxury sheets without the luxury markup. My Brooklinen sheets are the best and most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer to my listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code FANATIC at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so sure you'll love the sheets that they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. To get $20 off and free shipping, just use the promo code FANATIC at brooklinen.com. That's BrookLinen.com and the promo code FANATIC. Brooklinen, these are really the best sheets ever.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
John Dorenboss, a Philly fan favorite, returns to Sugar House Casino after a run of sellout shows. On November 2nd and 3rd, this America's Got Talent finalist and former All-Pro athlete will mesmerize with his one-of-a-kind act. Watch as John Dorenboss weaves a spell that combines magic, comedy, and football for a truly amazing and memorable entertainment experience. On sale now. For tickets, visit SugarHouseCasino.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
My Pacifica Hybrid, America's first and only hybrid minivan, is so quiet I can finally hear myself think. I should totally adopt a puppy. Ugh, what are you talking about? I have too many nice shoes. I also have a 566-mile driving range. Chrysler really gave 110% making this bad boy. Oops, green light.
Introducing the 84 MPGe Pacifica Hybrid. Chrysler Pacifica. Up your van game. Based on latest available competitive information. Range based on manufacturer estimates. EPA estimate with a fully charged battery and estimated miles per gallon of gasoline equivalent MPGe. Actual mileage may vary. Chrysler is a registered trademark of SCA US LLC.
Join Sal Palantonio for the Sal Pal Football Hour. Live from Poppy's Italian Restaurant. Friday, November 2nd. From 6 to 7 p.m., presented by Gabbiano Dark Knight and lyric by Etude Wine. Get there early to enjoy Poppy's happy hour from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Seating for the Sal Pal Football Hour is limited, so make your reservations today at poppiesrestaurant.com. The Sal Pal Football Hour, live from Poppy's Italian Restaurant, Friday, November 2nd, 3120 South 20th Street in Philadelphia.
We did mine.
Spilled your red, red wine? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And it's 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back on track quicker. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Tune into The Fanatic for the weekly Players Health Report on the Mike Vecinelli Show, presented by Penn Medicine's Heart and Vascular Center. With locations throughout the region, Penn is where you need it most. Close to home, locations at PennHeart.org.
Philly's official Sixers station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back in. Final segment with you before I hand it over to D-Linem. We'll be taking you through the evening. Good win today for the Birds, but long road ahead. Gotta go 6-2 in the final eight. Not gonna be easy to do. Out of division, you got the Rams, you got the Saints, you got the Texans. All tough games. All winnable games, but all tough games. Then you got the division to worry about. Can't afford to lose more than two. Tuesday morning is the trade deadline, or Tuesday evening is the trade deadline. It'll be interesting to see what the Eagles have in store for us. Josh in Utah is going to join us, and then I'm going to rail about the Sixers and the Flyers for a minute before getting out of here. Josh, what's going on, man?
I'm just wondering, what does Carson show that lets anybody know that we have faith in him going forward? I mean,
are you serious?
I know he's a serviceable guy, but what has he shown that's subpar?
Are you trolling me right now?
Average quarterback.
Average?
That's not true!
Are you trolling me right now, Josh? Are you pulling my leg?
No, I'm not trolling.
Are you serious?
I'm an Eagles guy all day.
He's thrown for 2+ touchdowns in 5 straight games coming off a major surgery. I think he's playing at a near MVP level.
I'm just showing, I know he's even surpassing, the MVP season that would be next year, but people are throwing way more now. And I love Carson, but maybe it's not so much Carson, but this team is in whole is just, I'm not even hyped for them. They're slow. They're boring. I mean,
it sounds like your issues maybe more with the play calling than it is with Carson.
No, not so much Carson.
What about Carson makes you think that he is not the guy?
No, I always thought he was the guy. Because you have to have a guy in this league.
You got my brain in a pretzel.
Carson has everything that I've always wanted a quarterback, but he's coming off the injury. So, yes, I think it's Doug Peterson. I think it's play calling, and I think the O-line especially, I don't know what's going on with it. I don't know what's going on with Dirk. What?
No, continue.
No, I think the O-line's been bad.
It's the worst part of the team right now, I think.
Worst part of the team is the running backs.
I think Josh Adams been doing pretty well, especially today. I think you may have found your dude.
I hope so.
All right, Josh.
I just hope.
I hear you, man. Thanks for the call. So today, someone called Carson Wentz overrated, and then that call just happened.
Our pets' heads are falling off!
I'm honestly, he just twisted my brain up into a nice Annie Ann's pretzel. I don't know what he was saying. Carson Wentz isn't the dude, but then he kind of like came around and was like, oh no, I believe he's the guy, but if you could see me right now, you'd actually see my brain like shattering. I don't get that at all. I think Carson Wentz has played, I think he's going to work himself into the MVP conversation. That's how good I think he's playing. He's playing with a Dreck offensive line right now. He's playing with essentially one tight end and one wide receiver. And the dude is unbelievable. He's gotten better every week.
He's putting the ball where he wants. I can't believe I've gotten two of those calls today. Rich in the Northeast wants to talk about Carson. What's up, Rich?
What's up, man? How you doing?
I was a lot better until that last call. That hurt my head.
Yeah, I heard it, and I immediately called in. Like, what? Okay, so the play where he's getting wrapped down and fired that dart across the middle of the field, I think it was to Matthews.
It was, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, listen, there is no average quarterback who makes that.
No. And you remember the touchdown to Alshon? Was it the Giants game where he was rolling out to the right, threw across his body in the tiniest of window, and it was a touchdown? There's like five or six quarterbacks in the league that make that pass.
Yeah. And then the dude can also just scatter and run whenever we need it. And he's getting better at getting down, which is nice to see.
Yeah.
You know, these people are going crazy.
Yeah, this season's doing some weird stuff to people out there, Rich.
No, I agree. Now, moving forward, though, I do think Jim Schwartz, that 3rd and 22 play, that is just...
Oh, that had my ire up.
It's going to bite us in the butt at one point in the season.
I mean, it already has on the 4th and 10 and the 4th and 15. And again, he just spotted them 3 free points before half.
And I don't get it. We play so well, and everything is working in our favor, and then all of a sudden we just lay off.
I know.
And last year we didn't do that, which I know it's going to kill everybody's heart for me to say this, but this is where Frank Reich, and I know it's...
I know. Doug misses him.
You know, it's like we're two totally different teams, and I don't understand why.
And Rich, you know who's... And what kills me even more about losing Frank Reich is it's the damn Patriots' fault. Belichick, he had to shank you on the way out. Josh McDaniels takes the deal, and Bill and Kraft go, not so fast, Joshy boy. We'll promise you the future if you don't go and take that job. He goes out, Frank Reich, we lose. Damn Belichick. The dude is an evil puppet master.
Yeah, and now all of a sudden they're going to get Demaryius Thomas.
Yep.
That's a different story.
That'll kill me.
Yeah. But trade-wise, moving forward, I heard a very minor rumor, but T.Y. Hilton? Did I hear that correctly earlier in the show?
You saw a caller mention that. I don't know if there's any credence to it. I would imagine probably not. I think that was just some pipe dream thinking.
Yeah. Well, you know, that comes through here and there, and it's happening more and more these days.
Yeah, fans are going a little bit nuts this year. Rich, thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, man.
See ya. God, I got to shake these Carson calls out of my head. Get out of my head. Carson's overrated. Carson might not be the guy. What are you watching? Oh, and that brings me to the irresponsible Jason McIntyre tweet. This dude's got something out for Philadelphia, because I've heard him in the past claim that Philadelphia media market is the most uneducated and worst he's heard in the country. I think that's just because he couldn't make it here, and he didn't make it here, and he used to be here. He had a tweet today. Really, I tweeted back at him for his trash take. So when do we start the Carson Wentz had one great year talk? 2 first quarter turnovers. How much rope does he get coming off the injury? Just a turnover machine right now. Jason McIntyre, thank you for
broadcasting. That's a final question, bro.
Yeah, really. Thank you for broadcasting to the entire world that you watched exactly one quarter of Carson Wentz. That's an irresponsible, lazy, trash opinion that you should delete and frankly be embarrassed about. Don't tweet like you've been watching him all year long, because clearly you haven't. The dude is playing phenomenal. He's playing phenomenal football. He's the reason you're 4-4 right now and not much worse. Thank you for telling us you don't watch them, but you still throw out trash opinions. Now I know to block your ass, because that is horrible. All right, I got a minute left before the break, and D-Lineham comes up. Dave Hackstall should be fired. I've seen enough! You're damn near leading the league in goals allowed. You stink. That team needs an instant change of energy, of direction, of philosophy, or something. You're not getting the job done. I've seen it long enough. Ron Hextall's the next one to question, because this defense sucks. The fact that Andrew McDonald is still here in a Flyers uniform makes me want to throw up on the microphone. And Joel Embiid and Brett Brown, if I see Joel Embiid shoot another 3-pointer with a minute and a half less in the game or more, and we're going to see it, I'm going to throw up all over again. Stop shooting threes with the game on the line. You're a big man. Go be a big man. Sick of it.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Exactly right. Eagles are 4-4 heading into the bye. Tuesday morning's going to be a lot of fun. Everybody set those notifications to Adam Schefter. Don't go anywhere. D-Lineham's next. Thank you for hanging out with me today. I'll be back tomorrow with Farzetta and Trey in the mornings. See you then. Jamie Lynch, Fanatic Time, 655.
The World Bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800.